For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. And welcome to Punch Drunk Sports, where winners win. We are back at the headquarters. Joining me, it's a quiet studio.
I like it this way, Sam.
Just, you know, Sam and the Teeb, the way it used to be, like our morning radio show in Tucson. You remember that?
It's like the original, only difference between what's happening right now and what originally happened when the very first Naughty Show podcast started, when it was just you and I in Red Band's kitchen.
Yeah, you remember that?
Is Aaron's over there on Tinder instead of Red Band being over there smoking meth.
Yeah, so, you remember those?
Oh, other those than that, this days. Is OG podcast. Ari's Skyping in a minute.
Someday.
We text him, hey, you ready to start? Give me 2 or 3 minutes.
I had a great time at Ari's place. Ari's got a great place.
Now, how was New York?
New York was phenomenal.
Yeah.
It was a great time.
Yeah, you virtually left right after 2 weeks ago's show, so I've seen you, you know, throughout the week, but Punch Drunk hasn't seen you.
Right.
You've been gone for 13 days, so you've been in New York. You were in New York for, like, 10, 12 days
ago. Yeah, it was pretty sweet, dude.
Went to Skankfest.
Skankfest was one of the best times ever. You better do it next year,
Yeah, I'll totally do it next year. Ari, we talked about it a lot last week, but you weren't here, but you had a great time at it, you said.
I had so much fun. Skankfest, and then you throw in Death Squad, and it was like you couldn't fail.
Right. I don't know how many people got arrested. Ballpark.
Everybody.
They should just drive everybody there in the paddy
wagon. Everybody got pregnant.
Yeah.
Dude, you have to go. Tebow, there's not a lot I could tell you to do with your life. If there's one thing I can tell you is you need to start making runs to New York.
Yeah, I'm going
to
start doing that once Red Zone ends. I got a plan to do that, and I got a Boston situation coming up, too.
Because there's so much
and I never really gig out there
comedy out there, dude.
I've gigged upstate, but
when
I've
you
never
go to New York, you'll just be like, oh, I should have been here forever.
Right.
And now that comedy is, in my opinion, is not good in L.A. Like, I used to fight and defend Los Angeles comedy.
What do you think? Do you think it's too much of a shiny nickel?
It's too much shiny object. The comedy is second to, we got to have fun of everybody. And then we've, through the years in L.A., we have trained people to only go see shows if certain famous people are on it. If they're not on that, don't go to the show.
Now, do you blame the shows themselves, or do you blame how jaded Los Angeles audiences are? Because they get to see everybody all the time.
Well, I do think that, I mean, it's a little, I think both sides are guilty of it. But whoever's fault.
There's also a lot to do here.
There is a lot to do, but there's a lot to do in New York City, too.
Especially in the summer with the bowl and the Greek going.
Yeah, it is, man. I mean, there's a lot to do, but it's just like, unless you have a huge names on everything, nobody wants to show up. And then it's like, thank God.
You could put a show together of six. You actually did Friday at the Ice House. That show, you know, Dennis and O'Neill, Gareth, me, you, that show was pretty stacked, but, you know, none of us are like movie stars or TV stars, but it's all people that have been doing comedy for 15 years or longer. And I had a bunch of friends show up, so thanks to everybody that came, and a bunch of my Red Zones. And they're like, that's one of the funniest shows I've seen in a long time. And you know, it was virtually free.
I bombed.
But, dude.
Did I bomb?
I didn't think you bombed. My friends from Red Zone texted me the next day and said you were hilarious. But
I bombed.
You know, if you throw Joey Diaz on there, Mark Maron and Rogan on there,
it's sold out.
Totally packed.
Yeah.
And the other people that you know, you were nice enough to put on the beginning of the show, are fucked. And when I say fucked, you're not even going up.
Yeah.
You know? So it's really becoming a difficult place to work out at good shows. When you and I grew up, you know, doing stand-up here in Ari, You used to be able to go to a decent show and, yeah, like, work out.
Yeah.
You can't do that anymore.
No.
No, you can't.
That's my whole thing. I'm trying to create my own place that, called the dojo.
You got to do
shit. To work out new material because everything is just murder. A couple of things I want to get into. One, I'm loving, I'm dying up here. Can I just tell you that? I'm loving it.
I love it.
I hate to say it, but it's, I can't even do the story of my life anymore because it's being done as a TV show. And I mean that, I don't know, love. I'm not trying. Oh, they're doing my. But it's like, I relate to so much of this show that it's,
well,
unbelievable.
Sure. I mean, it's about the struggles of doing comedy. It's a different era. You know, it's 12 years before we sort of got into the mix or whatever. A lot of people say those are the glory days. I think those might be coming back now thanks to podcasts and the internet.
I think it's the glory days right now.
But yeah,
now.
It's easily relatable to us because of all the the things you sacrifice. I mean, dude, I talked to my buddies, and I know you just saw your buddies when you went back home. And I had some buddies out here from high school and stuff. And, you know, you get to talking to them, and I'm kind of going like, fuck, man, I'm not a dumb guy. But I have dedicated my entire pretty much 80 laps, probably 61 for me, around the sun towards this art form. Towards this art form. So there's a lot of things as you get into your 30s, late 30s, and start kissing 40s, where you start going, man, look, all my buddies have, like, own houses and have families and have – and you start going like, well, I mean, I've committed to this. And that, they touch on that shit a lot on that show of all the things you sacrifice – to do this.
Yeah.
When people ask me Facebook or, you know, any fans hit me up and like, hey, man, I'm a 20-year-old kid and I want to start doing stand-up. Do you have any advice? I go, be prepared to be broke for a decade.
Yeah.
Because that's what you would tell a medical student.
Yeah.
It's like asking a
– well, let me just –
it's like if you're about to start medical school and you go, hey, man, I want to be a surgeon. What's your advice? I'm like, go through medical school. Get all of the debt that you have. You know, you get a TV show after 15 years, and let's say it gets publicly made. Hey, Sam made a $100,000, you know, development deal with NBC. Hey, man, you're rich. You go, I've spent $300,000 in the last 10 years.
No, I get it.
And that's how it is in medical school, too.
100%.
You get a job as a doctor, everyone thinks you're rich. You're $200,000 in debt for all of the work that you did to get to that point.
I do believe, though, I've been hit up by young kids about doing comedy. I believe it's a different time that if you invest yourself not only on doing stage time, but really mining the internet. Let's face it. Like our friend Tony Hinchcliffe. Like, he's younger than us by a decade, right? Mm-hmm. By a decade, probably, even a little more. His road and his opportunities that his generation and those even younger than him are going through, that's much different.
They didn't have to have VHS tapes of your
could cultivate a following through the internet, which will help them jump through a couple loops. The proliferation of cable... even though it's dying now,
disintegration is almost.
Well, no, it was the proliferation.
Oh, yeah,
now
it's
the disintegration. But that's on cable's fault. They want to blame everybody else for
100%.
It. They want to be like, oh, everybody's cable cutting. Well, there's a reason we're cable cutting is because what you're putting out is unwatchable. But that's a whole different conversation. But there's so many opportunities to be seen and get heard, even to the point before you're even ready. When before our generation, we were the last of it, where you had to hone that shit and you didn't present yourself until it was time to fucking rock and roll.
Right.
You know? So it's just an interesting time that we are in. But it's going back to New York, there's the difference between New York City comedy and LA comedy, and Duncan put it best.
Puerto Ricans,
dude. Yep. 100%. No, it is conformity. The L.A. comedians cannot conform quick enough to the point where they rally against people who don't conform and don't play their game. Keep them out of their shows. Don't book them on stuff. Mm-hmm. Tag them on Twitter. New York City's all counterculture.
There is a big sense of nepotism here. It's clicky. It's probably clickier here.
It's sellout shit. And it wasn't like that before. But it was like there was only a couple of them. You're like, well, they're doing their mainstream thing. Now it's just like I know everybody's act as they walk to the stage.
And Ari says he's calling right now.
Oh, excuse us. Well, I guess we're done with that rant.
No, I just let you know this guy is going to have a fucking goddamn shit fest. I almost got sucked into one of those arguments the other day. I saw that Eleanor and Ingram, maybe she was a troll. I don't know if she claimed to be a comic. She did one of those classic moves where she commented on the Comedy Store's lineup on Instagram. One girl on the lineup, huh? And no, Rick Ingram posted the lineup. She goes, one girl in the lineup, huh? And he goes, actually, there's three, because Punky Johnson was on there. There's three different girls in the lineup. And she goes, I'm just saying the population is 51% women. And all I and I hear when people say that, and I get it.
Let me
just make this argument.
Hello, you're coming through.
Hang on, all right, give it a second. Let me make this argument that the population of comedians isn't 51% women. If it was, now you got an argument. Yeah. It's probably 18% women.
It's like, it's literally
80-20.
So
the notion that I got to, if I'm booking a show and I'm just like, who's funny and who's famous enough to put asses in seats? And I got to go, hang on, I better call 7 women and 6 men, and it doesn't matter who's funny.
Yeah, the problem with that argument is that it doesn't take in the comedic.
The audience is 65% male.
Yeah.
The talent pool is 81% male.
Yeah.
And that's not men's fault.
Yeah.
Because we are masochists and want to get involved in this.
No, it's
and the road for women is easier.
Yes.
And not for the ones that are comics. Not for the ones that do the fucking due diligence and want to do stand-up. But the majority of them want to have a 12-minute set and then become the next fucking twat on Friends.
Ari, I'm going to hang up. You call me.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, that's a stupid argument, dude. It's a stupid
51% women.
It's just a stupid argument, and women just don't understand. Like, that's
if
not
51%
life,
of the women were caught, if 60% of comedians were women, there'd be more women on shows than men. The problem with that argument is that 80% of the comics are men.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with this Skype fucking gang, dude.
Can you turn him up?
He wants to be, like, fair. Some people.
I can hear him. I just can't see him.
I can see him. I can hear him. I can't see him.
I know. My thing keeps spinning. I see it not working.
Where are you at, Ari?
Is it you or us?
It's got to be me because my thing's not showing me. I'm at home. I don't know what.
I mean, like, I'm fine with just seeing your Junos.
Now.
Oh, just see the Junos.
Ari, let me let Sam know because I don't think he listened to last week's episode.
What?
No, I've been gone.
He's really fucking upset with you because here's the deal.
Sam?
Yeah, because he let Yousef stay at his place. What did Yousef do? Didn't go get toilet paper. And then you stayed there, and what'd you do?
I got toilet paper.
Yeah, but you got the shitty kind. The worst kind. He said it'd be better if you just didn't get him any.
Dude, it was so funny. I just grabbed the biggest one. I go, what's the most toilet paper I can get this guy?
Not the most, the best.
No, you know he's got a sensitive asshole.
Listen, 100% afterwards, you're totally right. Mindset I was in was, what is the most biggest gift I can get this guy for letting me crash at his place?
Asshole surgery?
Because we needed it because Yousef didn't leave any. But you said, hey, I went and found some good stuff. I was like, hell yeah. At least it's not that Scott's, those regular people buy out of here.
That's really said that.
He did?
The good stuff. And you're like,
shit.
Oh, I got some bad news for you.
I didn't know Scott's was bad. Hey,
all right, who else was there?
Aaron,
there was somebody
do you know
else.
Scott's is bad toilet paper? Honestly.
No, there are times where I buy toilet paper and I come home and I go, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, you can't tell from
the accidentally, I shop at a place, and this is always the worst, and I've done this like 3 or 4 times. Right next to toilet paper is this sandpaper that looks like toilet paper. Oh, I tell you.
I've been there. So real quick, let's get into
way Aaron doesn't splurge on toilet paper.
Let's do
really
some dates
don't.
Out of the gates, guys. Dates out of the gates. Where are you going to be, Ari Shaffir?
Oh, Montreal. Well, first of all, my double special comes out a week from today.
A week from today! Netflix.
So we start getting hyped for that. But NBA Montreal, I'm doing the NASA show, hosting the NASA show at Just for Laughs with Big J, Godfrey, Yamanika, Jimmy Carr, and Bobby Kelly.
Jimmy Pidd,
nice.
Is on lineup.
So go to the nasty show where they get nasty.
And then I'm also doing an Ari Shaffir's storytelling show.
Oh, you can't call it This Is Not Happening Anymore?
I'm calling it Ari Shaffir's renamed storytelling show.
I think that's great. Hilarious. I saw that on Twitter.
I
retweeted that instantly.
That is the best.
So same shit, you know, always a good show. It's at the Main Line on Tuesday the 25th in Montreal. And then I got a live Skeptic Tank in Montreal on like the Friday or Saturday.
Awesome. Okay. Do you have your guests lined up for that yet, or are you just going to kind of play it by who's there?
I'm going to do that today and tomorrow. I'm going to figure it out what the topic is that I can do for a live. I've tried a stupid one live, like talk about virginity stories, and I tried to go, let's talk about suicide one live.
Yeah.
That one got weird.
Did anybody lose their...
I love how you're like, I can't believe it got weird.
Did anybody lose their virginity during that episode, or did anybody kill themselves during the other one? Sounds like people wanted to.
First one, he almost killed himself.
Wow. Oh, cool.
That's cool.
Anything else, Ari? Got any more story? Anything you going to be doing?
Yeah, I'm doing an apartment show at an apartment building, the old PS1, on someone 99th and 2nd, August 1st, me and Joe List, Jason Kanner, a few other people, comedy show. Go to my Twitter for that.
All right. We also, joining us in studio, running on black time, because that's the kind of dick she loves, the Fight Nanny, everybody.
Boo.
I am going to be this Thursday. I am at the Laugh Factory, the Long Beach Laugh Factory. And then Friday night, I'm doing a one night only Jim Florentine, Chad Zumach, myself, plus special guest, Ice House, main room, 10 p.m. Be there or be squared. Then on the 25th, it is the Comedy Chaos live in the main room at the Comedy Store. We have Anthony Jeselnik, and the lineup is coming together. This show will sell out. Then July 26th, 27th, 28th, I am in Toronto at the Comedy Corner with Red Band and Dean Del Rey. We are doing three nights in Toronto. I'm so excited to be back in the fucking Canada, rocking. Toronto's probably my favorite city to gig at. One of my favorite. If not my favorite, one of my favorite. So we will be there, rock and roll, and they got some great August dates. What?
Is Red going to do a live podcasting couch?
Yeah, probably.
Fuck a girl on stage.
Yeah.
That old joke's still going around.
Yeah. What? What's the joke?
Remember, we always used to tell him he should call his next podcast a podcasting couch because he always wound up. Remember back in the day, we'd bang every guest he would have?
One time when I was on Rogan, he talked about that. And we were just like, why? He's like, yeah, girls will sleep with me for podcasts. Yeah. I'm like, God. Damn!
The podcasting couch is great.
Go on.
Guys, a couple dates I've got coming up. 22nd, I'm doing a gig downtown. That's next Saturday. You check my Twitter for that. I will be at the Comedy Store this week. 3 months from now, I'll be doing a Hollywood Forever Cemetery, being laid to rest for eternity. So come to that.
Dark.
Thank you. The new film Despicable Me 3. You can see me if you go to the Arclight Sunday, because I'll be watching it there at a 3 p.m. show of that.
Okay.
Thanks. And then I'll be in Barstow, California next weekend at the Union 76 station on the mouth side of a glory hole.
Okay.
And for all my other dates, watch Ari's double special, Double Negative, on Netflix next week.
Awesome, guys. Awesome, guys. I am very excited. I was going to go to the NBA Summer Leagues this week, and I was going to get my tickets on SeatGeek, everybody. SeatGeek. That's right. Go to SeatGeek. Go to SeatGeek.com. Use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK for all your ticketing needs, man. You can get $20 off your first purchase, which is amazing.
That's great. You know, I tried to get on there last night because I was entertaining the idea of going to, and then it turned out it was at like 1 o'clock, so I couldn't make it anyway. But today was the Conor McGregor.
In town?
It's at the Staples Center. The
fuck!
1 o'clock today, Staples Center, and I was trying to use our friend SeatGeek. Totally sold out. You can't even get it. And you know why?
It's sold out?
It's free.
But you have to
have a ticket, but it's free. Can't get tickets
in.
The whole arena is full.
20,000 people gone?
I don't know if maybe they're roped off. Maybe they only gave out 5,000 tickets or something. But it's totally free to go to Staples Center for the first press conference, McGregor. And that's going to be better than the fight.
This is what you're actually paying for. This is what it's all about, is McGregor saying racist shit. I mean, dude, could you have a worse time for the Floyd Mayweather, I got tax problems, come out right before you're about to go on stage with Conor McGregor? And you don't think he's going to be like, you need me, you fucking fool. You can't even pay your fucking bills, you fucking asshole.
1,000,000%. Right? 1,000,000%. That's that. It's going to be great. So I just went to SeatGeek, tried to get it. I was like, wow.
What's that? What, Ari?
That was the best Irish accent I might have ever heard in my life.
Thank you, dude. Great. I finally nailed an impression.
No, that's the worst part, is that was Chinese. He was doing his Chinese impression.
Just go to SeatGeek, man. They got some great shows coming out. Some great live shows.
Get the app. Use the app. I have it on your phone, because that's what I did, man. I was sitting on the fucking bus, and I've reading sports news, and I saw that was today at the Staples Center, and I was like, fuck. And it said it was free, but you had to have a ticket. And I go, bam, looked it up right on SeatGeek. Fucking in 2 minutes, I had it. And I got bad news when I found out that it was right during our show. So it's literally happening in about an hour.
I'm starting a new ticket thing with SeatGeek where we rob people of their tickets and make them available.
Oh, nice. Oh, nice.
Like, hey, it's sold out. Don't worry. We're going to jack this motherfucker. And we're going to get you tickets.
C-Jack.
C-Jack.
I need to remember the time when you asked when we did the read for this.
I just wrote it down. I'm starting to write.
How do we start one where it's just girls who are with their boyfriends and they just like go off to the side to some other seat and they're just like, fuck. And we call it Seat Freak.
Seat Freak. So we're going to go Seat Geek, Seat Jack.
One you have to have in your phone because if you're carrying your laptop around.
Hold on, stop, dude. Why even do they have to be your girlfriends? It's an app where you have an extra ticket to a show and a girl who's down to fuck wants to go.
Yeah.
Seat Freak. Hey, dude, how bad do you want to go to this show? And you just got to put a picture of your dick so if they're in or out.
Yeah. And all the pedophiles could buy, like, Justin Bieber tickets.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. And we just lost our sponsor, SeatGeek, for all your betting needs. SeatGeek.com. Use Punch Drunk Sports. Guys, what do you guys want to get into? UFC, Summer League Basketball, the fact that Ari's already out of this bet. What do you guys want to go with?
Well, let's go.
God, dude, the fucking Dodgers have lapped the Yankees. It's crazy. They're 16 games back.
I mean, dude, the Dodgers are playing magic right now. And I was talking to Dana about it. I was talking to Dana about it because I know she's a big. You might want to kill all your numbers on the side.
I don't give a fuck.
If anybody wants to Skype with any of Sam's hookers.
Just put that up. Just run it on that. Jew knows just spinning and spinning. Okay,
all right. What were we saying? So I was talking, I'm like, Dodgers have that kind of magic where they're having fun. Like how the Cubs looked last year at this time, where you're like, dude, they are winning the games they should lose. Bottom of the ninth comebacks when you're down three.
Pitching
great, bats are great, rookies are playing good, and the vets are playing good. I mean, it's really magic for the Dodgers. I really think Dodgers, not only, I'm guaranteeing that you win this bet. By the way, it's a meaningless bet. I mean, his punishment is he has to go off the grid for one day, and he's dying to go off the grid. He hated coming back after being off the grid for 4 months.
It wasn't that great.
Yeah, it's like this is like if you guys make a bet where you're like, loser has to jerk off to weird porn. That might be weird for Ari, but you're like, okay, I'll take that bet.
I like to look at weird shit.
Shocking.
I'm really into it. Right? I'm really embracing my inner freak.
You ever denied it?
No, I didn't. So, I mean, did we enjoy the home run? Ari, did you watch the home run thing?
Who won?
The judge won.
Yeah, that
fucking guy's huge.
Andre the Giant for the Yankees.
I thought he's older than I thought he was. He's 25.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. If you go to college, I mean.
Yeah, and he's been up and down, too. They've sent him up and down. They made it sound like a lot. So,
really?
Here's what sucks about that.
How many Latin chicks are getting pregnant this weekend by all that baseball dick?
I like every All-Star game or Super Bowl. Whatever city it's in, Sam predicts what race is getting sprayed down. That's always a... during the Super Bowls, how many black hookers in Houston are just getting blasted in right now?
Yeah, I'm done with that.
They got to find a way to not get these guys gassed. Round one is so exciting. Everyone's hitting 23 and 26 and 27 home runs.
Yeah.
Round two, everyone hits five.
No.
And then in the finals, everyone hits three.
There's two. First of all.
Why?
Because everyone gets so gassed.
It's so tiring,
and then the
dude.
Minute that you beat a guy because it's a head-to-head thing, it's over. So, you know, let's say me and Tripoli are in the semifinals hitting against each other. Sam only hit six. Yeah. Well, I only got to hit seven to end the round.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's exciting watching these guys hit 30, 31, 26, 27. They hit 8, 9 in a row. But if you only hit five, the minute I hit six, I put my bat down and move on to the next round. So it's like.
I think that they just, I mean, it was just sloppy. It was just like some old fat guy just throw the ball the best he can. And there's like each pitch, it should be like, there should be some kind of like focus on each pitch. And it was just like, throw as many as you can. Throw as many as you can. And yeah, I just think
it seemed like the announcers weren't even paying attention.
No, they were just, they all sounded coked out of their skull. They're like, oh, look at this child. He's loving this game so much. I'm like, what is going on?
And it was, I will say this, I did not miss Chris Berman.
No, certainly not.
No, I did not miss Chris Berman. Back, 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 back. Shut the fuck up. You sound like a duck.
Now they got three people. It was, what, Carl Ravitch, Jason Veritek, and the girl.
I don't mind the girl. Everybody
I don't mind her.
She wasn't bad on that.
I don't mind her.
I liked her.
It's weird. She's never, I mean, Veritek's barely hit any home runs in the major leagues, but, I mean, that's three people who haven't, really.
Well, I mean, the last two presidents, you could say three presidents, never served in the military. I mean, like, we're getting to a point where you don't have to have any experience to do something.
And thank God for that, right, everybody?
You'll never have a girl in there if you do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm fine with her calling regular games. It's totally cool. Like,
she's excited. I mean, like, she's knowledgeable. She's obviously worked really hard on it. It's just like they were faking enthusiasm. That's my biggest problem. They were just trying too hard to cheerlead this thing. Like, oh my God, these kids, look at this family loving this.
It's
like,
hard to,
you have to sell me on this.
It's hard to be excited about something that just isn't exciting.
Yeah.
That first round was exciting, and you could see that was reflected in their excitement. And then, just like everybody watching, you're like, oh, everybody's completely exhausted, and now this is like totally boring.
They should cut it in half. There's too many brackets. They're like, yeah, oh, dude, but these.
How about just do it where it's like hit as many as you can in this many times so you get the outs, and then that's your thing. You win if you win.
Yep.
I say it's like, yeah, six people. You each get 3 minutes instead of two. Whoever hits the fucking most wins. And if two people tie, we have a home run off.
Yeah. Keep it simple, dude. You know what it is, man? It's like I used to have this pole dancing competition at the Viper Room, and they're like, extend it, extend it. Got to make it longer. You're just adding shit to extend this because you want they want the ratings.
How about this?
Okay.
They stand next to each other.
Yeah.
Two batting boxes, pitching at the same time. You go head-to-head against that guy for 5 minutes or a certain amount of outs. And then winner advances. So right next to each other. They both little off regular home plate.
That's great until you shank one, you hit the other guy.
Hey, that's part of the game.
Right?
No, being a little batting cages.
Strategy.
It is strategy. I've always said you want to excite baseball. There's this whole how do we make baseball cool again. I've said this on the show two or three times.
Naked chicks.
Close. Landmines in the outfield. Don't tell them where they are, though.
I've always said if anything is better if you release animals on these people.
Yeah.
Just release wild animals. I've said, it's a joke I've done. It's like
once per nine innings, a team can release a tiger. Oh, no, your own mascot.
Yeah.
See, if it's Detroit Tigers, here comes a tiger.
Yeah.
If it's the Pirates, here comes a guy shanking motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Man, we're fucked.
I mean, I wouldn't be worried.
What's what the Dodgers do? Just hide? Yeah. Get out
just
there!
Skip across railroad tracks on the field?
They move to Canada and dodge the draft. I wouldn't be worried playing the Marlins. Some fucking fish is just flapping around on the ground. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, that's true.
Twins, just a couple of dudes coming. A
couple of hot pitches come suck you off in the outfield. Bam, fly ball drops right
so
in front
Ari,
of you.
So, Ari, do you want to call this right now, this bet? Just call it.
What kind of insurance will you give them?
Let's see right now how many games up you are. Hold on 1 second.
Let's see. Dodgers are probably.
We missed Johnny. Johnny, where's Stat Guy?
Where is he?
Johnny went home for 2 weeks.
He's not coming back.
Johnny went home.
I think he's coming back. The website's actually done.
He's very bored.
Is it
very
up?
Bored.
No, it's not up. They're working out these tiny kinks. And that's,
yeah, 16 games back.
16?
45 for the Yankees. 61. I mean,
look at these last 10. Yankees, 3-7. Dodgers, 9-1. I mean, just in the last 10 games, you've beaten by 6 games.
Yes. I feel like the Dodgers have won, 23 out of 30 or
no,
27.
No, it's like 25 out of 27 or 27 out of 29. That number is nuts.
Dodgers. Number one record in baseball by half a game over the fucking Astros. Number one record in baseball. The Yankees were then, and now they're 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, ninth best. 14 games back. Motherfucker.
Yep.
Yep. Looks like Ari doesn't have to use his phone for a day. Oh, I've been trying to lose some sleep over that.
I think it's I just think it's like you guys are a lot like the Dodgers, like the last couple years, in that your pitching has just failed you. Like that Asian guy they got. First of all, can we all agree that Asian pitchers are flaming out
the country? Oh, yeah.
In the fuck in Major League Baseball? They are flaming out. Any thoughts that the Japanese league is anything like the fucking United States Baseball League is laughable. What'd you go, Beavis and Butthead on me on that one? Yeah.
You're right, though. You're right. They suck.
They just all flame out. They're good for a season, half a season, and then they flame out.
Yeah, they're like girl comics.
Yeah, they are like girl comics. I didn't want to see.
Where it's like, oh, she's really strong. She's really good. And then the 3 years later, like, what happened to her? She's bad. No, she's got 17 development deals, I guess.
Yeah. They just can't give her enough. Speaking of female comics, anyone seen Annie Letterman lately? Holy shit. Looking good.
What's different?
She's been doing yoga and shit.
Okay.
I think she got her hair short, a little shorter. She looks good. Okay. I walked by her the other day and I was like, oh shit, you look good.
So I mean Dodgers. I mean unless the wheels come off, which I'm praying it doesn't.
I mean, you know, it's a tale of two cities. I mean, you're at the halfway point and you're up big. I mean, you know, they could easily do that, but you guys have to fall apart and they got to get hot.
14 games.
He needs two things to happen to not have to look at a text for 20 hours. and that's, he needs them to get hot.
Did he just die right there? What just happened?
I almost did. He needs them to get hot, and he needs you guys to have, like major injuries and fall apart. I almost threw up in my own mouth.
Yeah, I'm going to have to clean off that microphone.
I almost threw up in my own mouth. But he needs
and you have more liquids, please?
Both of those things aren't going to happen.
Yeah, no wonder you have indigestion.
One will, one won't. One might not.
Right.
What happened to you?
What, with who?
Tebow, did you just bark in your mouth?
Yeah, he was gagging.
I just started choking mid-sentence.
But he wouldn't stop talking. He talked through almost dying.
I fought through it. That's what I did.
Oh, so baseball's great, dude. That was great.
I don't care about the All-Star game. Now, they don't do the thing anymore where they go.
No, it doesn't count.
Okay.
No.
Because I hated that. That was like 3-4 years they did that.
Oh, no. They did it for over a decade.
Is it that long?
Yeah. Wow. 2003 to 2015.
Winner of the All-Star game gets home field advantage in the World Series.
Yep, that's gone.
Yeah, fine, but it's dumb because you're like, I'm not playing for that. I'm playing for the All-Star game. Like, two people are playing for that, maybe.
Well, or you have like the 100 win season and you don't get the advantage of that.
And you got people who are your rivals who don't really give a shit and actually probably hope you don't get home field advantage. You know what I'm saying? Like, are the Giants going to work hard for the Dodgers?
That's an interesting point. I never thought about that too.
You know,
I think
the All-Star games should go rookie heavy. I think you need to get rookies in there because rookies will still care. They still want to put on a show.
I was like,
why don't you have the rookies versus the old timers and just got them get clobbered?
I love that.
I'm going to be serious with you. That's this big three. Has anybody watched this big three?
I'm having fun watching it.
You like it? I just think it's fat guys at the Y playing.
I bet it's fun to watch. I mean, it's like that or like, you know, Marlins versus fucking. I'm like, if it's not something I care about, when it's only baseball, you know, there's only a couple teams in baseball that I would care to watch a game.
Right.
Baseball is the one sport. And there's some NBA teams where I'm like, I might go back and forth if that's the only game on. But I'm not going to, you know, I'd watch any football game. I'd watch any UFC fight. I'd watch, if it's a big boxing match, I'd watch that. But when it's just baseball, I think it's a fun thing to do.
Baseball is a national sport that's local.
You know, I can listen to them. I can listen to the games while I'm cleaning and shit.
Baseball's a national game that's local, meaning
but I'm saying this big three thing is a fun little extra thing to have on.
Because more than any other sport, baseball is all about stories of the players. What are their stories? What are they going through? Are they hot? Are they struggling? Have they been called up? Is this a big moment for them? You invest in these stories. Are you dying?
I think... No. I accidentally just kicked her purse.
Oh.
And I thought it was your dog. I thought it was your dog.
Pollyanna's just co-chilling in effect in the corner.
I thought there was another dog on him. I thought it was welcome to the kennel podcast, but it's your purse.
But, So I think baseball's great. It's doing great numbers on local in local markets. It's not an, I can't watch the Cincinnati Reds versus the Minnesota Twins. I can't watch that. It means nothing to me.
Dude, the MLB app, you can listen to any game for $10, any game, and you get the home or away announcer on every single game. Well, so dude, if you like listen to the guy who went from the Orioles to San Francisco, what's his name?
Faggot Tom?
Yeah, Faggot Tom. Whatever that guy's name is. Where's Stat Boy?
Stat Boy is at home right now.
But, like, I always listen to his games if they're playing against the Yankees, if the Dodgers are against the Yankees, like, listen to him. It's fun. $10.
Listen. If you go on TuneIn, you can do that with every single sport. You can do baseball, NBA, NFL.
On your phone?
Computer? Yeah. You can go listen to, you can pick which of the broadcasts you want.
Well, is that free or is that cost?
That's a $10 cost.
Oh, that's the same as MLB. Go to TuneIn.
Yeah, go to TuneIn, dude. They are fucking sponsors. TuneIn, you owe us money! So anyways.
Hey, fuck TuneIn. Well, until you pay us. But it sounds like a great service. I'm not going to lie.
The best part of is that you get to listen to other teams' broadcasts and you realize how much better your broadcasts are. The Utah Jazz broadcast is so bad. It's like old Mormon people talking about Negroes playing basketball.
This guy's a wow, wonderful layup right there. It's just like, it's unbelievable.
Cardinals are pretty bad.
The ball is moving. I love the ball is moving. You know, John just had a child. Congratulations to him and his family. They just had a new baby boy. Excitement. Oh, God bless the Lord, right? Oh, ball movement. Timeout. Look at this T-shirt, Joe.
You're like, you are the fucking worst. The fucking worst. That's why you appreciate your home stuff. I know you guys are only NBA in-season fans, and you get yelled at constantly by Tebow because I'm constantly giving him updates on Clipper off-season moves.
Oh, no, you're not. No, you're not. You're constantly giving me updates of Sam Tripoli's theories of 8-team trades that could change the world. It's a text thread that I'm in with him and Clipper fans. But it'll just start lighting up, and especially when Sam's on the road. So it's like 8 a.m. his time. So at like 5 a.m., my phone starts blowing up with these crazy 8-team trades of what the Clippers may or may not do.
Dude, so...
Tinfoil hat meets punch drunk at 5 a.m. whenever Sam's on the road.
That's I love it. Check out Tinfoil Hat's doing really well. I love the NBA Summer League. You guys know I've been going that for about 6 years in a row. I stopped going now because it's too popular. It's not.
Okay.
There's too many people there, dude.
It's really popular.
It's too popular. It's too big.
ESPN 1, 2, and 3 are all just throughout the day. That's what it is.
Yeah. I mean.
Which I'm fine with. Thank you for putting sports on for once.
Yeah, I'm totally good. Not like. I'm not bitching about that. I think it's great. Shit. When they did that all Hispanic like panel show. And I don't know about this, but, dude, Latinos love to crank up the fucking Latino when they fucking talk. It's so annoying. Everything's, like, just really hard on that. But the games are exciting. Now, I don't know your guys' opinion on LeVar Ball and Lonzo Ball.
Terrible first game, which is good.
Yeah. Followed up with a triple-double.
But it's like... They're totally beating the shit out of this kid, all because of his fucking dad. First of all, anybody happy that fucking a dad is supporting their kids? I mean, like, is it really that bad? A dad loves his kid. If you ask my dad who's his favorite comic, my dad would say, hopefully me, you know? I'm hoping, you know? And it's just like, everyone's shitting on, like, the most annoying thing about ESPN.
I think my dad would say Alain Boozler.
Okay, I'm with you on that one. But... You know, it's like, this is ESPN's broadcast. LeVar Ball is the worst. Why are we covering Summer Leagues? And, oh, by the way, we're at Summer Leagues, and here's an interview with LeVar Ball. It's just like, it's just over and over. It's like, if you hate something, stop fucking broadcasting it. But you don't hate it. You actually fucking love it. It's like CNN with Trump. They act like they hate Trump, but he's getting them all their ratings, which is still nothing. But the point is, like, you guys are creating content. They're acting like they're reluctantly covering the summer leagues. We hate doing this. We hate it. We don't want to do it, but welcome to 24-hour coverage of it.
And it's why do they love it.
They love it. And now it's all. Dude.
I'm already sick of Ball. He's been in L.A. for what, a week now, and I'm sick of hearing about
it. It's
him.
Not his fault, dude. The kid's going to be.
I know
a great
it's not his
player.
Fault.
He's going to be a great player.
I'm just. It's way. It's all you hear about.
It's ESPN.
No, it's like the number
sports,
two pick. Fucking relax.
Los Angeles sports have been dying for a reason to talk about the Lakers again and not the Clippers.
Yep.
Dying.
Yep.
And now they got it.
No, hear what ESPN does. ESPN makes you hate people. ESPN literally makes you hate people. They did it with Tebow. They did it with Michael Sam. They did it with Johnny Football. And now they're
Chicago
doing it with LeVar. What?
Oh, sorry.
What'd you say?
I said Chicago Cubs.
Yeah. They make you hate them. They just nonstop cover them, and they drive it into you. You can't even enjoy it, dude. This kid is
Tom
great.
Brady.
Tom Brady's different, though.
But they ride that motherfucker like a.
But he's to me, he's earned it. He's won five Super Bowls. Like,
sure.
The guy is produced. These other people that they've named, with the exception of LeVar Ball, Lonzo Ball, haven't
human
done
interest
anything.
Stories. You're talking about their human interest story angle.
No, where they just nonstop cover something.
Yeah.
And you're like, we don't care that much.
Yeah, LeVar Ball Summer League. Stat. Like, guys, calm down.
Especially when you got this kid, this Fox kid for Sacramento, who's just murdering people right now. Dude, this kid, like, these athletes are just so fucking advanced
black.
Now. This, oh, they are black. They are, no, some of them are really light-skinned, dude. Yeah. Tatum, Ball, both half-black. Half-black!
Ball is a...
half-black!
Ball is not a good-looking guy. Can I
he
say
will,
that?
Dude, it's amazing how millions of dollars. Watch the dime piece this guy's stacking.
Oh, I'm not saying that. He's probably been getting laid since he was four. I'm just saying, he's not. I wouldn't describe him as, he's no J.J. Redick. Let's just throw that out there.
Yeah, thank God that fuck face is gone.
Yeah, it looks like I'm a Sixers fan.
What?
What do you think of this new point guard?
I'm fucking this Yugoslavian or this Romanian. I love it, dude. I'm going to say something right now.
Say his name.
Are you guys Ramadama Ding Dong or some shit like that?
Uh-huh. That is the biggest Clipper fan who's been texting me for 3 weeks how great this guy's going to be. And his name is what?
Ramadama Ding Dong.
A 30-year-old fucking globetrotter passer who can't play defense is supposed to take the
ball.
And
it can hit threes? I can hit threes.
I hope I stand corrected. I'm just.
Can
like,
I just tell you?
Everyone's
Chris
acting
Paul,
like this guy.
Who did he slow down on Golden State? I love Chris Paul. He decided to go. God bless you. Thank you for the 6 years you gave us. He left. Who did he slow down on the fucking Golden State Warriors? Nobody.
The same person everyone slowed down on the Golden State Warriors.
Nobody. So, dude, so if you can't slow them down, you got to match firepower with them. And he can hit threes. And he can
dude,
move the ball.
No way you're saying Chris Paul's worse than this guy.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying this guy's different.
You're
and
saying
they
he'll
say,
score more than Paul.
I'm saying he can hit threes.
I mean, so can Chris Paul.
But Chris Paul wasn't, though. Chris Paul was more about passing. This kid's great, but this guy's an offensive weapon. He likes to score. Chris Paul's not that guy. He doesn't like to score. When he's forced to score, he'll score. He'd rather move the ball.
Yeah, that's what this guy seems like. I mean,
every
one of his
passer,
videos is just
shooter.
Him passing.
He's a
I don't
dude,
think I've seen him make a basket.
We have more guns now. We have way more guns.
Dude, he took 5 3-pointers a game, Chris Paul, this year. 5, and made 2 of them.
Yeah. We want a guy who takes 10 and makes 5.
What?
I want a guy who shoots 10 threes a game.
Oh.
Just fucking loading for bear, dog. Everybody is good on that, and we'll get to UFC. I can see that this interests.
No, I like the Clippers, but I thought the one person you didn't want to lose was Chris Paul.
I don't.
It was.
I would wish he was here.
I know. I was gonna say now you're like I'm so glad he's gone.
No, I'm not glad he's gone.
Now we got Yakov's 40-year-old Yakov Smirnoff, and we're fine.
Dude, this kid's like this guy's like the he was the best point guard in the Euro leagues, which is just below the NBA. So we got, I mean, like, if you can't have Chris Paul, might as well get a guy who could fucking, who's seasoned and can move the ball. And we're moving to Euro. Dude, Golden State basketball is just an extension of Mike D'Antoni's son's offense, which is just Euro basketball, which is run and gun and shoot. We got shooters everywhere now.
If this guy at one press conference goes, in my country, you steal basketball, they cut off your hand. I'm out, bro. Okay. If he's any of those, I'm out.
All right, dude. I'm just saying, I would take this team over our last year's team.
Well, you have no choice, so I'm glad you're happy with it.
I'm way more happier with this team. If they can move DeAndre, from more shooters.
Carmelo to Houston talk.
I just
you get rid of DeAndre?
No.
If we could.
God.
You got to get rid of Blake Griffin. It's time.
It's too late. I just signed a $170 million contract.
I'm happy with Blake Griffin. The less of an offensive focus you can make that guy, meaning surrounding him with shooters, the better he's going to be. We just need guys who can fucking shoot. We have a couple of them now.
He's 30 years old.
Who?
Milos Teodosic. Yeah.
Ramadama Ding Dong? Yeah.
Here's his stats the last couple of years. 16 points a game. Fine.
That's not NBA talent.
High 80s. 3-point percentage last year, 381. He shot 7 a game. The year before that, 428. Shot 6.2 a game.
Yeah. So he'll just keep shooting. I love
His 2-point shots are high, 55%.
You know what I'm going to do, dude? I'm going to go on BetDSI. BetDSI for all your bet needs. I'm going to go on there, and I'm going to bet on the Clippers winning it all. BetDSI for all your betting needs. That's right. What's that?
What are the odds on the Clippers on the Pelicans winning the whole thing?
Look it up, dude. You're near a computer. Look it up. That's why we need Johnny. Johnny, we miss you. BetDSI for all your bet needs. Go to BetDSI.com. Use Punch Drunk.
Yep.
And get $10 betting cash. I was going to do a parlay this weekend, but I didn't. I would have.
Would you? Is that one of those situations where? And then 214 is coming up. We're going to be excited about that, and we'll all do our parlays for that as well. I tweeted out my picks. I got two wrong on 213, I think. The heavyweight, I thought Verdum was going to win. I got that one wrong, which I thought that was a draw.
A lot of people thought he was going to win.
Yeah, but a lot of people, I think Ryan Hill is still alive on a BetDSI parlay that ends with McGregor. He got Pacquiao losing as an underdog, which kept him alive. And now his next thing is, if McGregor wins, he hits like some massive payday. He picked like 5 underdogs spread out over a couple months and used BetDSI. And the last thing, I think he's still alive with 4 of them. Last one is if McGregor somehow can win, he wins like $10 billion or something.
Really?
I think so. But he put like $1 billion down.
I'd love to bet $1 billion. Wouldn't you love to bet $1 billion? Someone said, hey, bet this $1 billion.
If it was just
I'll be right back.
What?
He'll call us right back. If you hand me $1 billion.
How many people think we lost him for the rest of the show?
Maybe
for
the rest of our lives. If you handed me $1 billion and go bet this on one hand of blackjack, I'd love that. But if I worked my whole life and I had $1 billion and it's now like, now you got to bet your entire worth. That's a whole different excitement.
Yeah, no way.
That's like, oh, God, you know.
If it's one of your billions.
Yes.
It's easy.
Is it, though?
I mean, not for me, but.
Yeah, but I mean, not a lot of people have $30 billion. If you're a billionaire, you have like $2
billion. Yeah.
So you're going to be betting half of what you're worth. That'd be like me betting $40 right now. I'd be so nervous. I'd be like, I can't go down like this.
Yeah, so go to bed.
I might be more comfortable with that than any of the bag of bets you guys have done.
Really?
Maybe.
Hey, Tebow, when are we doing your cross-dressing?
Let's do it next week.
All right.
I'll do it next week.
I got to get a makeup girl. Can I get a cross-dresser to do your makeup?
I got whatever you want to do. There's a lot of options we can go with. I got somebody that could do it, but if you got somebody you'd
rather
prefer.
I know this chick who's a dude who looks exactly like a chick who does makeup.
That's how that goes. That's usually how that goes.
Taylor Wade.
Arlie's call. Arlie.
Oh, let's see. Joining the show, everybody. Everybody really loves him. Please welcome to Punch Drunk Sports, Ari Shaffir. Let's see if it works. Ari, hi. Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports.
I did an update. It's not working.
It's got to be your.
But I think we've been having internet problems here. I know we can't take calls.
Someone go get Al right now. Pull Al off of whatever set he's working on and tell him that Punch Drunk Sports, the premier podcast on all things comedy, has a fucking word with him.
And also tell him I'm very sorry about that fire.
Yeah. Huh? I mean, how many people do we got to get to? What?
Does Al want to be sent back to Mexico? Because we'll do it.
Yeah, we'll send you fucking back. Make America great again.
Hey,
Punch Drunk.
First show he ever did in Los Angeles was my show. How about your last one's my show, too, you fucking dipshit?
Eat it, bitch.
Hey, have you watched I'm Dying Up Here, Ari?
Not yet. I'm gonna.
It's good.
It's really good,
man. I'm so afraid it's going to make me mad.
Why? Come on, dude. It's our friend's show. Positive vibes, bro.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Stand-up. I have so much trouble with it.
What?
Any show or movie about stand-up, I have so much trouble with it all the time.
Yeah. Well, how about a show that's full of all your friends trying to make a fucking dollar? Making in the world
today
that
way about
takes everything you got.
I felt that. When I watched the first episode, I kind of felt that same way you did, Ari, but then 2 through 5 I really loved.
I loved it. There's nothing I don't like about it. Everybody's award-winning. They're winning. I mean, like, Eric Griffin and Andrew Santino, they're fucking knocking out with their acting. Al Magical is fucking hilarious. I mean, the chicks are bangable. They did a chuckle fucker thing I thought was funny. And you know what? I've been doing a bit about I'm tired of people shitting on chuckle fuckers. They should have a free open tab. You got to suck at least 3 dicks tonight to get 2 free drinks.
Wow, I'd rather just buy 2 drinks, to be honest with you.
Why?
Suck 3 different dicks for fucking 2 drinks?
Not that you're going to know about it.
Yeah, how about a dick a drink at least?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no
one
shit.
1 free drink per dick. How about that
one? That's at least a little better.
You just got to drain it. You got to drain it. You got to drain the sack to get a drink.
So I got to have 3 guys come in my mouth for 3 fucking
PBRs?
Dude,
they can pull out.
Who would pull out?
You're not a good salesman.
Who would pull out?
I'm sure the girls go, oh, don't come in my mouth. And guys,
I'm just saying they have a lot more on the table than a drink.
And guess what's
people.
A great way to wash out jizz out of your mouth? A free drink.
Oh, God. Yeah, wow. Well,
a free fucking drink.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I'm just saying we're pro chuckle fucker here. Okay?
I never thought you weren't.
Yeah. I just get mad. Like, when Katie Manziel was sucking and fucking everybody, there were a couple guys that she wouldn't do, and they just tried to harass her. I'm like, it's for the better good, man. It's America.
Well, they should have bought her a PBR then.
A PBR and some fucking Coke.
Still fucking milk their pricks.
Yeah. Yay for her.
All right. Did you watch 213 UFC?
No. Not at all.
Ari, man, you're on a sports podcast. You got to start caring about this shit.
I was in Costa Rica, man.
Oh, that's right. You're
talk about
fest.
That real quick. Talk about that. I thought we'd lost you for a month again.
No, just nature. I was off my phone completely and internet. Now that I realize, it really will be quite easy for me.
Yeah.
So unfair.
I was jumping off the grid for 7 straight days.
Yeah. And did you bang some locals?
Oh, what'd you do? Lose a bet to somebody?
No.
Oh, wow. You just chose to be off the grid for 7 days. This bet's going to kill you.
The best one for me to pay off. But, I upped it.
Well, you know, Ari, I'm going to say something to you. Maybe it's okay that you have an easy one. Because you've really gone for it on the last couple ones. So, in a weird way, even though I'm going to win and I'm going to enjoy winning, and once again, I fucking take it to you, I kind of feel bad at the same time. I kind of feel bad, and I'm going to give you a little one. Simple, stay off the internet for you.
I mean, it will be harder because the Yankees are my team, and this is actually painful for me.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we know you like the Yankees because they've won so many championships, and you're a front-running motherfucker. So we know that. So it's fine.
Man, you should come to the front, man. It's beautiful up here. The wind is in your face.
No, I root for shit teams that get good over decades.
So great. Remember when the Clippers had a chance, and now they have to completely rebuild?
I don't know if you know, we got this new guy, Ramadama Ding Dong, and the guy is the shit.
His highlight was pretty good.
The guy's the shit, Ramadama Ding Dong. He's the shit. So talk to me about Costa Rica. Were the ladies fine or what?
Yeah, there were some hot ladies with some big boobs, some man women.
Some man women. You see that? You see them pick your places by the man women.
Yeah. Well, these were on a trail, and I was like, wait. And my guide was like, that was men. I was like, okay.
And it's like, dude, I was talking to my friend the other day. The they're like, trannies are like apps. They're just working out the kinks. And it's just getting to the point where you just can't tell anymore. It's just getting so close to the real thing. If they keep my rule is if they keep their pants on, they're pretty much a chick. Am I right? Am I right? High five on that one.
They keep their pants on, they can suck your dick.
So you don't see that's your ding dong.
That's the rule. Ding
yeah,
dong.
Why not? Why not?
Like
why not?
That.
My rule is if they don't keep their pants on and I suck their dick, they'll buy me a drink.
Okay.
Apparently.
So, at the comedy store?
Yeah, or wherever. Oh, yeah, I guess I got to be there. Yeah. Well, that's what I've been doing wrong.
So what'd you do while you were out there, Ari?
I did a lot of hiking. My family is our first vacation in fucking ever.
Oh, you went with your family?
Yeah. Yeah, so this was a different one, kind of, than the other
It's
trips.
Weird to picture Ari having a family.
Ari,
did you do
like
shrooms
being a normal person.
But you did shrooms while you were there with your family?
Oh, no, I was just joking. I did them last night with Luis Gomez. We skated around the city.
Oh, so you didn't even participate in your own holiday?
No, I did on Monday. It goes Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. I want to get DMT. Where can I get it out here?
You know, ask a fucking dirty white guy.
Dude, that's just rude. That's just rude. So Ari, now when you say your family, is this, you know, your family of some chick you jizzed in and now you have a kid and you actually have accepted them into your life and you're taking care of your family?
I will change my name and give up my dream of being a comedian. I will disappear. You will never hear from me again if anyone gets pregnant. I am gone. All over. I have no interest in that baby.
Okay. All right. So this was your Jew family who brought you into the world. You've obviously reconnected because you're famous and Jews smell money, and they're like, "Oh, this guy's got money now. Let's
That's not what it is, Samuel.
Okay, tell me the story.
My dad didn't want me to be a bowling star.
What's that?
What? My dad didn't want me to be a bowling star, but. They were always friends with me.
They've always accepted. I thought they, like, denounced you once you stopped being a fucking Hasidic.
No, they didn't denounce me.
Oh, I thought you were my bad. I thought you were orphaned.
No, they were just mad at me.
Why?
You know.
Because you want more Jew kids?
Yeah. It's like they want you to be the same thing. Like, when you had to tell your dad, like, "Dad, I don't want to fix people's bumps in their cars randomly when they come up next to him at a red light. I don't want that in my life anymore."
Right.
And your father must have been disappointed in you.
Oh, that broke Sam's heart. Your dad's also Sam.
Right. Okay. Right. That's right.
Oh, because they're not more Jew kids coming in the world. They're angry.
He did make it up to him by buying a white SUV. I think that was his apology.
Did your mother go, "But Ari, God gives you such a big nuts full of Jizz. Why not bring a big tits into
you must share that with big tit, big nose, annoying cunt."
How your mom is fucking Italian.
That was Sam's impression of a Chinese woman.
Hey, dude, I had one good Irish one. I can't expect me to knock out two.
I don't know, Hebrew or Jewish, whatever that was terrible.
It was like, man. If your dad, I didn't know your dad was like a Mario from Mario Brothers and a pizza man had a baby.
Eddie, if this is supposed to be in there any moment, let's take bets on if he shows up.
If. Let's call this segment if he shows up.
Ari, well, I'm glad you got Ari. I'm going to say it. I said to you, your face, I'll say it here again. You have the best career,
the
best
balls.
Fame, the worst balls, but you make up with it in your success and how you just do whatever you want. None of our friends do that. I have no other friend. Everybody cannot run quick enough to get married, can't run quick enough to have kids, can't run quick enough to sell out. And Ari's the one who's like, nope. Not going to do it. Nope.
No thanks.
The four of you were really my only friends, so I think that explains a lot.
You have more friends.
It's really just you guys and Pollyanna.
Hey, dude, you're 44 years old. You don't need a lot of friends. This isn't high school.
I just want to knock up some hot Jewish chick. All right, maybe your family will adopt me, and then I can be the son they always wanted, and I'll come in every fucking Jewish chick in the fucking greater eastern part of the country.
Hey,
not that I already have
it. Ari, don't you have a brother?
Yeah,
I do.
And what's your brother do? Is he a rabbi or some kind of bagel maker?
He's a real black sheep. He's married to a German girl.
Oh, shit. Do they hate that?
They really don't like that it's non-Jewish, but they don't care that she's German in particular.
Well, I mean, do they go, listen, thousands of our people died in the Holocaust.
What did her great-grandparents do? Let's just sniff
and you're like, yeah, I'm giving her fire.
Yeah. Aaron was going to get mad at us on Tinfoil Hat because he thought for a second we were going to say the Nazis didn't. What were you mad at?
I was worried you guys were going to say Nazis didn't exist because that's how far out you guys go sometimes.
No, we don't go that far. We don't go that far. We just do the knowledge of truth, and this guy hates it because it doesn't have electrolytes and it's not Gatorade, you know?
All right. What did your brother's wife's great-grandparents do? Did they serve in the military by any chance?
I mean, they had to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, dude, her ancestors killed your ancestors, and that's why the sex is hot.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
But my dad and my grandpa all made it, so they just killed my ancestors, like, like brothers and stuff, but no one in my direct line.
What do you think your answer is? Because when we came in today, Aaron had a very touching story that I thought was going to go one way and went another way. Aaron, tell the story.
Aaron, how's your wife, first of all?
She's great.
Are you guys separated, or are you guys trying to work it out?
We're doing great.
Define great. Like you're on talking, speaking terms.
Yes, 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 definitely.
Now, do you sleep on the couch, or are you still in bed?
No, we're in the same bed.
Oh, you're in the house.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah, yeah.
Word is you guys have put tape down the middle of your place, and she stays on that side,
like an old Laverne
and you
Shirley.
Stay on that side.
Cannot confirm nor deny.
Okay.
Well, let's hope the refrigerator's on your side.
We hope it works out for you, dude. We hope it works out.
Yeah, so Michael Costa had a psychic medium in the studio for Worst Birthday. And as she was leaving, she taps me on the shoulder. She says, "Your grandma's here with me." She says hello.
Oh.
And I was like, "Oh, that's so awesome." And then a second later, I realized, oh, she's seen Ari's asshole.
She's seen your his grandma is in our studio, and she's seen your fucking Jew hole.
Hey, if Eddie If doesn't show up, maybe we can interview your grandmother.
Yeah, I'd love to. Let's do a seance with your grandma.
When she died? When did she die?
Not yet.
December 30th, 2012.
Oh, because she's been in the studio with him, then she saw my asshole. Yeah, she probably got in there, too. And then she's like, let me get in there.
What if that's like she's like a genie in a bottle and that's where she lives?
Yeah. What if I always saw
that's
Ari's
how she
asshole.
Got out. That's how she got out and into the room is Ari spread his asshole open.
Well, yeah, Steve rubbing the cheeks, yeah.
I thought Ari's asshole is haunted, so it could definitely be your, whoa, it's your grandma.
Well, if that's true, I want my three wishes, Grandma.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who has freed me from my tomb of shit? I shall grant thee three wishes.
Guys, you know.
Wish one, put Ari's pants back on.
Guys, speaking of wishes, Harry's Razors is a great wish to have. It's that simple. Go to Harry's Razors. Go to harrysrazors.com/punchdrunk. And guys, you're going to get 13. They have this very special trial offer right now. That's right. $13 value for free when you sign up. Just cover the shipping. It's really easy. I think the shipping's like $5. Bam.
$3.
Yeah. $3?
$2.99, actually.
In America.
Not even $3.
In America. What do you think about Harry's Razors?
In America, yeah. I don't know what it is to Canada. Probably could be about the same. I'm not actually sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's great. I've been using it. You could
Dad really likes his shaving kit.
It's what? Great.
Yeah, that you guys gave him. I let him know that it was from the show and it's a sponsor, 100%. And he like is obsessed with it.
Damn.
Yes. Now Damn. You gotta go on. You gotta go on, and you have to get him the monthly razor.
I think so because he does love it.
Yeah,
oh, it's
yeah.
great.
Find any.
Yes.
Have you've used them?
No, I gave it to my dad for Father's Day.
Okay, can we do this? Can we shave your pussy with these Harry's razors?
Sam has already asked this.
Is that a yes or no?
No, you said I could shave your back on air. Let's go. Let's do that.
No. Let's start.
We
with
need
that.
To move.
We need to
start with pussy.
And then move up to the back. Where it's like, whoa, I can't believe. Pussy, I can understand, but back?
That can be on air, Aaron.
That's
right,
going to be
right,
some of the Patreon
okay.
right there. You just shaving your snatch.
The three of us need to make money off of you, one way or another.
I'm picturing Tebow, like, behind you, like, holding you're on the desk. I'm like him, like, propping up his chest to your back.
Oh, I was hoping I was going to be holding like a broom handle in her mouth from behind so she could bite onto it. Like
Jesus.
Now I'm the fucking scumbag, huh? Guys, go to Harry's Razors. It's really that easy. What do they got to do, Tebow?
Yeah, just go to harrysrazors.com. Is it Harry's Razor or harrys.com?
Harry's.com/punchdrunk.
And that'll get you set up.
How many hours is that?
All you got to do is pay the freight. You get three razors. You get the shaving gel. You get the razor handle. You get the little case clamp thing on it.
Dude, it's really good stuff.
So you don't
nick
your
it.
Shit when you travel.
I've signed up.
It's great. It's really great. I swear to God, I use it all the time.
I use every one of our...
You know what I love about it almost the most? The razor's great. Don't get me wrong. The razor's great. But what's great about this package is that shaving gel's great.
And it smells good.
It smells great, but it's way better than shaving cream.
Yep.
Way better.
Harry's Razors is good.
I was at Third Street Promenade, walking around. Me and my chick went out for dinner and went just dicking around.
Name
there.
Dropper.
And, walked into Urban Outfitters. They had a whole fucking setup of all Harry's stuff there.
Oh, really?
And shit ain't cheap.
Yeah.
So this is a really good deal.
This is a good deal.
Like,
dude.
I was sitting there adding up all the stuff that I got for free from our good friends at Harry's.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, that's a fucking... It was like 20-something bucks for whatever the freight was. So it's a great deal, guys. So go to Harry's.
Great shave at a fair price. Great shave at a fair price. You get a weight razor handle, 5 precision engineered blades, rich leather shaving gel, and a travel blade cover. Bam.
The handle they have is an ivory one, fresh on the tusk of an African elephant.
Yes, 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 yes.
Beautiful inlay, really beautiful inlay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Harry's razor.
All right, Ari, we did enough. You're just going on too long on this thing. We did it.
Let's
move
on.
Let's move on, guys. Let's talk UFC 213. Yeah. Is it 213?
213 just happened. 214's coming up. 214's going to be lights out until all three of the fucking title fighters can't fight the day of the fight.
There's a Weidman card before that. Please don't be rude.
Okay. All right.
But it's like a fight pass or some bullshit.
It's a fight night on Fox, and he's headlining. Don't be rude.
Okay. Do you watch those close on, close off?
Close off.
If he loses that, he's done.
I know.
If he loses that.
Do you remember I said on our Patreon, I said... That I think Gaslam's going to win because we had Gaslam at your show and you didn't even know. And he bought tickets.
Oh, he's here. Hold on. I'm going to keep talking. I'm going to go get Eddie.
Yep. Gaslam's so tiny. Gaslam.
Who's who is this? Eddie Bravo?
Ift.
Eddie Ift.
Oh, my God. I would leave.
Oh, Eddie Ift. Interesting. Eddie Ift is this late? Motherfucker.
Yep. I guess something horrible happened.
Yeah, Jones 2 is the one I'm looking forward to the most.
I guess his grandma just died, so maybe she'll be here as well. Who knows? but that's why he's late. 214 is going to be incredibly exciting.
Tyron Woodley, Damian Maia, there's two. And then women's featherweight.
Yeah, but that's Cyborg. Oh, and by the way, I saw Tony Hinchcliffe the other day. And he was at the fight, and he was sitting next to Joe Hanna, champion, and he saw Cyborg across the way, and he's like, oh, and I'm famous, and everybody's looking at me, and nobody's looking at her, and she looked like shit. And I'm like, dude, you're only blabbing off at the mouth because you're sitting next to Joe Hanna, champion, who's going to cover your back. If Cyborg was there and saw you sitting not next to a UFC fighter, she'd have come over and butt-fucked
you. Slapped
him
the way she slapped that Angela.
She's mine now. She's mine, bitch. You sit there.
I'd love to see Cyborg and Tony fight.
That'd be so funny. Just a backhand.
Let me run this by you. Tell me what you guys think about this.
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
The main fight gets canceled the day of the fight, 2/13.
Yeah.
Nunez, title defense, canceled it. This ain't the first time that's happened to us. Now, it might be the first time I can recall it happening the day of the fight.
Like 4 hours before the
fight. Yeah, 4 or 5, 6 hours before the fight.
Yeah.
Usually it's a day or two before when they go, hey, sorry, the main event can't be happening. We're still doing that. Here's what I think the UFC should do.
What?
It's almost like, you know when you're playing blackjack and the dealer gets an ace?
Yeah.
Dealer gets an ace when you're playing blackjack. They go, hey, does anybody want insurance? Because if I turn over a 10, everyone loses. And you can give half your money back. And then they still keep gambling with that. So the UFC, I think, should do that with pay-per-views because of the cutting weight and how dangerous training is.
You don't want it anymore.
If you buy it on Monday, let's say you buy it in advance. If you buy it on Monday and go, yep, I'm ordering this pay-per-view, so it'll turn on right on Saturday. And anybody in the top three of the five fights on the pay-per-view drop out that week.
Hey, insurance? You want insurance?
You get half your money back. If you buy it the day of the fight or you buy it Friday night, you don't do that. It's not an option. But that'll guarantee all the real fans.
People buy in advance?
You can buy it in advance.
I've always just bought the day of the fight.
Yeah, usually, but a lot of people make sure they do it like they're going to be gone or you can order it any time and it'll just turn on when it turns on. Yeah. But that way the UFC now gets your money in advance.
I'm just about to watch it.
Now UFC gets your money a week ahead of time. They get your money a week ahead of time, and all the regular people that want to watch every single one that are now, like myself and other people, starting to go, I don't know if I'm going to buy everyone. Because now I'm so sick of the fights I want to see don't even happen.
I mean, I watched this card on Periscope.
Yeah, that's what and they're going to have to find a way to deal with all that because so many people watch it illegally. But that way, because people are like, I'm not going to buy this card.
Right.
Two people are going to cancel it.
Right.
But if you got that insurance and you get it on Monday instead of Friday. Now the UFC has your money and they can play with it too.
Real quick before we'll get back, we'll talk some more about this. But joining us in studio, friend of show, friend of friends, joining us. He's got a tour coming up. We'll get into that. Please welcome Eddie Ift, everybody.
Hi guys. Sorry I was late. Sorry.
That's all right. The bus
You're
broke
not,
down.
You did it on purpose. You showed a complete disregard for the rules.
Is that
That's
Ari?
Yeah. Ari is, we normally
Ari's
have Skype.
Oh, fuck him.
Yeah.
He doesn't even return phone calls anymore now.
No,
he's got
doesn't.
Double
he
specials.
He doesn't.
I don't return phone calls. No, I do it at about 50% rate.
Yeah. You're horrible.
You're one of those people.
Yeah, he is. He's horrible.
He's become one. He didn't used to be one.
I have a pet peeve about that. I return every single message and every single call.
But you don't have two specials coming out.
At
that
is a good point. That is a good
at
point.
At what frequency, though? Like, right away? Like, what's the longest you go?
If it's like someone I don't want to talk to, I'll go, sorry, dude, real busy. I'll call you later or something. But I at least get back to them.
Yeah.
Ari, too big.
Ari is still holding on to anything you did to him when he was an unknown. He doesn't forget. He's like an angry elephant.
I was never.
And he holds it against
you. I was never mean to Ari ever.
Yeah. I mean, he did 7 seasons of his show. Do you think his 2 best friends were on the show ever? No. He had door guys on there. He had a dishwasher from the Comedy Store tell a story in Spanish.
He had a fern. Did you see the episode where he had a fern?
He had a fern. He had a plant just sit there breathe.
Wow.
You do, yeah. Everybody else was on, but except for the 2 guys.
All his stories. He goes, oh, if you got a story of photosynthesis, maybe I can get you on.
Yeah. So, everybody, so you probably did something, Ari, at some point.
I understand that, Artie Lang.
I wish
we had Artie Lang. Who's
this? Artie Lang. Maybe that's why Ari's not calling you back, because you keep calling Artie Lang in the hospital.
No, I get it, Ari. When those Hollywood executives don't let you put your friends on it.
Oh, trust me. He's put his friends on there. Don't give him that out. Don't give him
Everyone's
that out.
Everyone's a battle.
His landlord told a story, for the love of Christ.
Yeah. Real quick, tell us about your tour coming up.
I don't know if it's going to happen now. I just drove the bus to get fixed again. I bought a bus for $10,000, a short school bus, put about close to $95,000 into it. Like it's a studio. It's got everything you see here times 10. Like it's got, you name it, it's in there. It's got a kegerator. It's got refrigerator.
Is that kegerator fight evil killing kegs from the future that come, who are coming to kill us?
Why? Do you think that's happening?
Yeah.
You think kegs?
Kegerator. Yeah. Get it? Terminators?
Oh.
That's the comedy here, dude.
I'm a little slow today.
That's all right.
Slow.
You're going through some stuff.
I am going through some stuff. Okay. My cameraman dropped out today, so
Why?
If anyone wants
what
to go.
What did he say?
He demanded a bed on tour. And I was like, I can't give you that.
Where is he supposed to sleep? On the floor?
I was like, geez, you know, wherever you find a place, good luck, man. You know, you've gone on these kind of tours.
Yes.
You got to find your own place.
So it's like, it's like some weird Children of the Corn.
That's what Tinder's for.
Yeah.
You know, you get to town.
How old is this kid?
I don't know. I don't pay attention
All
to
right,
that.
All right, so he's gone.
No, so we need a new cameraman. So, you know, because I'm taking a crew of 3 guys, a couple comedians. Joe Prano's coming.
I love
Perfect.
Joe.
Craig Philip Conant, who you introduced me to, funny fucking guy.
He's great. He's really funny.
He's so funny. He killed me on my podcast when he said, he told me he was an addict. And I said, it's always like one line that gets me with people. I go, what was your bottom? When did you hit rock bottom? He goes, oh, when I tried to fuck my cousin.
Yeah.
And I just started laughing. He goes, and it wasn't the hot one.
Yeah.
If it was the hot one, I'd still be using.
I mean, dude, he came on my old podcast called International Bad Boys. He told a story that he was fucking, like, partying out on, like, crystal meth, dude. And at one point, he was, like, living in a meth house. And and SWAT kicks the door in. The first guy through is his best friend from high school. The guy's like, get down, Craig. What the fuck are you doing here?
And then he goes to the guy. I've heard this story. He goes to the guy. Hey, dude, I've got lots of fireworks in there. Like, I don't have drugs, but I've got fireworks.
Yeah. All right. So, Eddie, we're glad you made it. I know you came all the way from Malibu.
Yeah.
You also have a popular CrossFit podcast?
Yeah, called Wadcast.
You do it while you're CrossFitting? While you're walking on your hands?
Yes, I do. it's actually not CrossFit. It's strength and conditioning.
Yeah.
But we make fun of CrossFit a lot. And it's kind of supported by the CrossFit community because they're like a cult.
Yeah.
And they're very supportive of it. of the other two guys that are very pro CrossFit, and I make fun of CrossFit constantly, so I get death threats on a regular basis.
Well, I'll come over here with a kettlebell.
Yeah.
Fuck you up.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Eddie, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, absolutely, Ari.
No,
do you think Iron Man competition at this point, now that we've had Iron Man movies, is sort of a stupid name because they're not nearly as good as Iron Man?
Yeah, that's actually a really, really good point. I've never heard anyone make that point.
What a dumb fuck. I could hear his smile. I wish I could
It's a great
it.
Question, though.
What are you talking about? It's not... You're so much lamer than that one.
Yeah, their branding is terrible. They can't even fly. And not to mention, because we have all those guys on our show all the time, ultramarathoners and guys that are doing crazy, crazy shit. And I hang out with these guys.
How about that really ripped dude who's got the long hair who's just like, he'll do like weird jumping jacks and then he's like runs a school. He looks like a Viking and he's just shredded. Like the other day there was a video of him kicking flamingos.
Oh, I don't know who that dude is. I thought you meant Laird Hamilton. And because Laird, all these guys run seminars. And in Malibu, some of them have, and you can go to their house for like a weekend and pay like $5,000. And
Laird, what's it?
Laird has a thing called XPT Life.
What's his last name?
Hamilton. And he's a famous big wave surfer.
Oh, okay.
And these guys do.
Sounds like a guy who wear a cape and a crown.
He's married to Gabrielle Reese, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So I've hung out at these guys' place. And you go to these seminars and shit. Like, I went to Wim Hof with these guys, and I have, like, one of the guys on my show is the number one Spartan racer in the world and the big wave surfers. And they're not normal. So, like, Iron Man, like, the Iron Man is fucking impossible, but it's pussy shit compared to what some of these guys are doing now.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I have a buddy who rides a bike across America as fast as he can. Across the country. The record, go look up what the record is. It's like 5 days on a bike or something. Yeah, like one dude.
And what is the purpose of this?
My buddy did it in a team of four guys in 3 days.
So, like, I high-five you and you take off?
Yeah. I said, what do you do? Are you on the bike for like 2 hours? Then he goes, 20 minutes. 20 minutes, team of four. So you get an hour to rest. 20 minutes.
Oh, and they're in the car driving behind you?
20 minutes, rest, an hour, 20 minutes. He goes, it's full sprint for 20 minutes. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you people?
Why?
I don't get it. To be honest.
It's boredom, right? We're just bored as a species.
And too much money.
I woke up yesterday at 11 and I took 3 naps before I went to bed at about 2 a.m.
I respect that.
I'll go and binge.
And I'm exhausted. I'm not going to lie.
I respect the fuck out of that.
There's a great film on Netflix called Rise of the Sufferfest.
Yeah.
And the guy examines the psyche of us, of why, like, desk jockeys are throwing themselves into these, like, you know, tough mutters and Spartan races. Like, why do guys? And it's because it's part of our DNA that we're naturally supposed to get our adrenaline up, do this thing. And as a species, we're not doing it anymore.
Yeah.
And that's why people are experiencing anxiety and depression and all these different things, because over thousands of years, we're running from fucking wild animals and people trying to kill us constantly. And now I'm like, hey, I got to put my hands in the dryer that I don't even want to touch anything. You know, life has just become so simple.
I grew up with two tough mutters.
Yeah, get it?
That's
raised by lesbians.
The first guy did it when they started doing the race in 1982. The first guy did it 9.5 days. And the record was set in 2014. 7 days, 15 hours.
How fucked up is that?
When I moved out here in 98, I drove from Chicago to Los Angeles, and it took me 4 days.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I drove across the country.
In a whole country in 7 days on a bicycle.
No, okay, so that's cool. It's every 20 minutes.
I'm going to give you one that's even that'll blow your mind. I've done the beer mile with these guys, where you chug a beer, run a quarter mile, chug a beer, run a quarter mile, chug a beer, run a quarter mile, chug. The record, I thought I could break. I thought I'd do it in 8 minutes because I'm in pretty good shape. I did it in like 10-something. The record, and the second time I did it, I puked 3 times. The record is, I think, Ari, check it out. I think it's like 4:51.
What?
4:51.
Wow. And every quarter mile, still drinking a beer?
You chug a beer, run a quarter mile, chug a beer, run a quarter mile, chug
a
beer,
run.
Think that would just make you puke at just this on, like,
so
swirling
hard.
Around.
Are people just coming up with stuff
yep.
to say, yep. I'm the world's greatest?
You know how we should...
Like, the hold on. Guinness Book of Guinness Records was the original Reality Stars.
Yeah.
Hey, look at me. I'm special. I can juggle 20 fucking eggs at one time. And, like, yeah, you're the best at because no one else is doing that.
Or you're just two fat guys on
That's
scooters.
Crazy.
All right. It's not crazy.
Watch.
How many miles do they have to run?
So it's 1 mile, and you're doing a quarter mile, chug a beer, quarter mile, chug a beer, quarter mile, chug a beer.
So a quarter mile in, you still haven't drank any beer.
Right.
No. You start with the chug. You start with the chug.
So you have five beers and run a mile.
Four beers, run a mile.
One, two. Oh, you don't do it at the end.
No. Okay. But you have to if you puked.
Ah, okay. I got it.
And, they do this in Austin, Texas every year, and there's like thousands and thousands of people that compete in it.
Mm-hmm.
But and the record gets dropped every time. But I mean, that basically means this guy's running a 4 minute mile with like 3 or 4 10 second chugs. Try chugging a beer after running a quarter mile. You can't breathe.
I've done the opposite where I've had 31 drinks and then I had to run a mile, but I was being chased by police dogs.
That should be its own fucking weird.
You know what
thing.
We should do to fuck with Skankfest, Ari? We should have the Punch Drunk Triathlon or something. But we'll come up with crazy Punch Drunk Olympics.
Ari,
why were you guys not invited? Were you not invited?
No, we were.
Okay.
No,
I went, and Ari was there. Ari, we should do a Punch Drunk live one next year.
Where?
At Skankfest.
Skankfest.
Yeah, absolutely we should. Absolutely we should.
Get Tebow out there.
Yeah, we'll do a live one there.
Did you get, did you do the naked roast?
No.
I would have done that.
I would. My dick is pufferfish, dog. Okay?
Really?
Sits small, goes a little bit bigger.
Sleeps
not
in
huge,
a saltwater
a little
tank.
Bigger. Yeah. It just sits small. Looks like it's not going to wreck shop, and it just blows up to medium wreck
shop.
So
who judged that?
Ari has a great story. Ari, did you tell the story already?
Yeah. Well, last week we did.
Last week. Have you heard anything about Naked Naked
No,
Rose?
I wanted to do it. I volunteered. I was like, I will fly into New York and get naked, and no one called me back.
Well, that's probably why. It sounds like a threat
sounds like
more
a,
than a fucking
No, it actually sounds like a lot of people aren't calling you back.
Yeah, it's the story of my life.
Hey, Ari, tell them real quick about the pee, real quick.
I don't know. What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
Okay, so we're all at a naked roast.
Okay.
It was great. It's disgusting. The naked roast is prepared for each other.
Yeah, so if Lindsay Jennings wasn't there, it would be the worst thing in the world.
Was she the only hot one, for sure.
Yeah, she's the only one with a smokable body that anybody... She's literally the reason people show up.
She's smoking.
Lindsay Jennings.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, they were all making
with
fun
a
of
Z.
Me. Bronson Jones
three
was there.
X's.
Paul Skako was there. And we're just making fun of their crazy looking, fucking weird looking dicks and shit. Ass cracks.
Wait,
anyway.
But weren't the judges naked too?
Yeah.
Yeah, the judges were naked too. And the whole time, so Earl's sitting next to me at this fucking long table. He's sort of stroking it, so every time he stands up to make a point, it looks a little harder.
Ah, oh, Jesus.
And then he realized, like, oh, it's just a high top table. Like, people can see under.
Skanky, baby.
Oh, yeah, I feel that.
I bet the Kennedys love that.
Yeah, you better believe it, brother.
All right, that's it, Ari?
No, anyway. So,
Jesus Christ.
So Zach, he comes out and makes it a real wrestling Undertaker thing. He comes out with a fucking with boxer shorts on, with a lantern through the crowd. And then right when he gets to the stage, he ties a lantern onto a piercing in his dick.
Oh.
Went up on stage.
Oh!
Yeah.
Sam, oh! It's so uncomfortable. Yeah.
Oh. What did I say, Sam?
What?
What did I just say?
You said that a guy walked out Undertaker style with a fucking lantern, put it to his fucking dick.
Very good. Pierced it, put it around a piercing on his dick.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right. What am I, court stenographer?
No, I know you're on your fucking phone.
I'm not.
On the line of this naked comedy thing, there was a comedian in England. I know his name was Malcolm something. I can't remember. He was crazy. He was like an
Malcolm
not an Andy Kaufman.
Warner. Whatever really was him.
He was molested by Bill.
Yeah, right.
This guy was like, he used to run this like notorious open mic where he would trash the comics when he would bring them up and trash them afterwards. And then he would go in the bar and drink while they were on stage. And if the crowd wanted them off stage, they would just start chanting, Malcolm, Mal, and he would come back. But he was notorious for whipping his dick out, like, more than any. I mean, just dick out constantly. So at some music festival, they planned on coming out with their dicks out, and they were going to have, like, glow-in-the-dark paint all over them, so they turned the lights off, and they were going to come out, and he's going to have his dick, like, and you're just going to see his dick come on stage.
Uh-huh.
And he comes on stage, and everybody's laughing really hard. There's two girls in the front row that have glow-in-the-dark paint all over their lips.
That is so funny.
The guy, there's a book about this guy. I'll Google his name, because every story, he ended up falling off his houseboat and dying. He just fell in, like, the Thames River. But the guy was just notorious, just like a fucking idiot.
What, Ari?
I said nice, but my thing just turned off for a second.
Okay. So get to the good part of the story.
Okay. So before the main of. Oh, first of
oh,
all.
That's not great. The good part that the guy hung a lantern?
No.
Not even close.
One girl had a tampon in. She was right in front of us. Every time she bent over and she was laughing at the guy, I was like, wait, is that a string? Just had a fucking full tampon in. And then Allison Clint. She battles somebody later. She starts pulling, reaching into her pussy to start with, and it's like, oh, we already did that. We already did the tampon thing. So it's like, you don't have to one-up it. She pulled out a fucking Ziploc bag with her goddamn jokes written in them.
That's funny.
That's great. That's where we got into his comedy.
That's funny.
That's
and who says
the best.
Women aren't
That's
funny?
The best.
Who says women aren't funny?
But here's the bottom line.
Liza
you should know your set, bitch. You should know your set list by now.
Be a professional.
Thank you, Aaron.
So go on, Ari. Tell him the last part.
So then before Lindsay Jenny and Keith Carey, the main event, before that starts, Zach, he goes, okay, who says, for the judges, who do you think is going to win? If you think Keith Carey, you vote left. And if you think Lindsay Jenny, go right. And then he has his assistant come up, this hot, small girl with, like, pasties on and a tutu. And she has a dollar bill in one hand and a staple gun in the other. And it was like, oh, fuck. I was like, dude, this doesn't matter what we say, you guys. Just he's going to staple himself. And, yeah, I go left, staple the fucking dollar bill to his bicep with a staple gun. The other guys all went left also, stapled into his cheek and then stapled into his forehead.
So that's not even the worst part.
No
worse.
Balls. He didn't staple his balls, did he?
No, he did not say, because that's what everyone said. Now you're a dick.
Yeah. Oh, it's always good when a good chick gets going.
But let me interrupt for 1 second. Was that the most sold? Like, I can imagine that being the biggest crowd at the.
It was the biggest crowd.
I know.
The rafters.
Of course.
Everyone, like, no, everyone's got to bring your cell phone off, turn it off. Don't be a dick. If you see anybody, stop them immediately. This is all just for when you're there.
Oh, that's great.
I respect the shit out of that,
okay.
Too.
Fine, get to the big thing.
Okay, so
All right. Slow this story down a little bit.
Stop.
Can we get some backstory, please?
Stop. Stop. Oh.
So he does it 2 rounds. I said, hey, and introduce me after the next round. I want to crowd surf under this crowd naked.
God.
But he does it 2 rounds. Then he comes back out for the 3rd round after they do the 3rd round for us to announce it. And I'm like, well, Keith won that. It was 1-1. I think Keith won that. And then I'm looking at Zach's stomach, and it's all fucking red. And I'm like, I think Keith won, but that was – and it's like, what the fuck? And then Bronson starts giving his advice. And I'm like, Zach, did you fucking – where are you bleeding? He's fucking gushing blood from a cut he made in his forehead with a razor. Cut it open.
Like a wrestler.
Yeah.
Like a wrestler. And he's like, fucking bleeding. It's flowing down his face.
Gosh,
on his vest with no shirt on.
And it still gets worse, Eddie.
It's crazy. I'm like, are you cut yourself? And Earl's still trying to give us who won. And it's like, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? And it's fucking madness. People start realizing. They start screaming. Like, what the fuck? It's crazy. And then I gotta pee. So I just finished my Jack and Coke. So I'm like, I'm peeing right here. And I just fucking fill that glass up with piss. And then I look down. I'm holding a glass of piss. One second. So what do? I mean, I thought about drinking it. No.
But you already did it out on the show 3 weeks ago.
What?
But you already did that here on the show 3 weeks
exactly.
ago.
Exactly. That's my thinking. I just did that. I don't want to be the guy who does that all the time.
Yeah.
Now.
You'll be like Gallagher. It's funny the first time he smashed a watermelon.
Yeah, it probably was. Like, what the fuck, man? He goes, I know. I just got into it today. Anyway, so then I looked at the crowd, and I'm like, I'm going to pour this on the fucking crowd. And Zach turned and looked at me, and his eyes were like, bring it, man.
Hold on. Oh, hold on. Oh, hold on. Ari interprets that his eyes are saying this, which is very much what rapists say when they rape somebody. She gave me the look. It was time to rock.
I will tell you
that. Which I can't argue with.
Like, I did tell you that Zach later was like, no, there was no such look.
Did the, hold on, go.
At me that I had a glass of piss. And so I threw it in his face. I threw it in his face and chest. It was such a perfect shot. Because sometimes if you throw water out of a fucking cup, you miss. No. Half of it face, half of it upper chest, two-thirds of his chest and face got hit, splashed on the cut.
Oh, my God.
How yellow was your piss? Or was it white? Or was it clear?
It was mid-level.
That makes a difference.
How pissy was it?
How pissy was his piss?
Those big wide levels
of pissy?
Yeah, there's like dark, cloudy, I'm sick piss. Yeah. Or there's like, I've had 40 waters today and it's clear piss.
I agree.
I agree.
It was in the middle?
I'd take a watery piss, not a skunk.
Oh, any day. Any day.
I have hepatitis piss?
Yeah.
It was mellow yellow.
Oh, God. Oh. Did he get in his mouth?
Is this guy that it got thrown on?
Zach Amico. And then his cut started gushing blood.
And piss.
So he's got AIDS.
And piss. He got real weak backstage, had to take a knee. He just kept pouring more and more blood. It was all over his fucking vest.
take a knee.
What's wrong?
And his underwear and shit.
You know what I wish? I wish some, like, writers from, like, Jezebel or some, like, really politically correct magazine witnessed that whole show. Because they would just be like,
they
what?
Can't handle that. Marie Claire. The roast battle is too much for these politically correct people. They don't understand it's a joke and we're having fun.
Yeah.
They don't live in this world. Their whole world is like, you know what upsets me is when someone goes, I only think people of that race can make fun of that race. I go, that's the most annoying shit I've ever heard in my life. You're telling me I have to celebrate our diversity, but I can't talk about it? Go fuck yourself. I can't stand that shit.
Make up for yourself.
That's an amazing story, Ari. I'm glad that you're in this world.
No, I'll tell you about Ari Shaffir. The dude is fearless.
I know he is.
I can't even be mad at you. He was like, it was too funny. I can't even be mad. But I'm like, wait, you weren't saying go for it? And he's like, what?
You weren't saying go for it.
I know that I've done bad things, not that bad, but I've done things where I feel like in the moment everyone was like, yeah. So I could see you totally, you know, like.
He almost threw it on us, and luckily didn't give him that look he's looking for. I was like, God, Lord, no!
No, you were giving him that look as you were using me as a human shield.
So you did drink your own piss? How much?
He took a pretty healthy sip. And then he started spitting it out.
He also wiped his own shit on his face.
That's worse.
Will you tell us the vitamin, I'm fucking this all up, but what nutrients and electrolytes are in piss?
I don't know, but apparently you can drink it for a while. Like if you're out in the wild, I think you can drink it a few times until it's gone through your system. Yeah.
I've drank it for 5 straight hours and I've turned out fine.
Yeah.
But that's about the maximum.
This is also a guy who sucks his own dick.
Dude. I'm telling you, over ice, it's really not that bad.
I think he's tried.
You haven't?
1,000 times.
He's tried to suck my dick 1,000 times. We all know that's to be true.
I got set up for that.
You sure did, kid. You sure did.
Speaking of food.
Oh, snaps. Yes, guys. We have one more sponsor.
Is that really a sponsor? Because I love these. Yeah. I eat one every day.
They're ridiculous. Now you can have as many as you like.
They're our sponsors. We like them.
Guys,
what is this? Look at this.
It is. So that's it, fruit.com. If you can go there, enter the code PUNCHDRUNK. That'll save you $10 off any order. And guess what it is?
I'm so excited. I buy these on Amazon the time. I have them stocked in my house.
Why don't you use our promo code?
I didn't know we had one until the second.
Oh, yeah. You haven't been on the show for a while.
I listened to all the episodes, though.
Yeah. Well, then you heard us talk about this before.
I did not
hear
this. That's
it. Fruit.com. And that's all it is. It's just healthy
snack.
Oh,
I didn't listen to one.
Yeah.
Well, that must have been the one we did.
I didn't like the guest.
Dude, listen to me, dude. You know what I'm thinking about doing? I'm thinking about buying a whole bunch of these, following the dead, and just selling these to deadheads. How much money could you make if you sold these at dead concerts?
Sounds really good.
Does the dead even exist anymore? I know John Mayer goes with them.
Yeah.
I saw them in
the
MGM.
Wait till we talk while we eat. Guys, that's it. No added sugar, no preservatives. Always in season. No picking, no peeling, no washing required. Every age, diet and lifestyle, big flavor, and good source of fiber, guys.
It's bullshit because I'm not there. I want some to be sent to me, please. How do we get that to happen? Because it's not fair that you guys have all of them. And
we're eating them, and it's so good, Ari.
We only have four cases. I don't know what you're talking about.
I have to take a party in our mouth, and everybody's coming.
Is this an All Things Comedy bullshit sponsor?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Great midday snack. Great for the
I
kids.
Like that it's something healthy, guys. I'm really happy about
great
that.
Great after school. Get onto your topping. Satisfy your sweet tooth. And here's how you can do it. Go to thatsitfruit.com and just enter the code PUNCHDRUNK,
guys,
man.
I'm so happy.
That saves you 10%. They got all different kinds of flavors, all different kinds of everything. And it's super good for you. It's good for the kids. It's good for the wife. Hey. Are you married? Is that some sort of fat, filthy puke? Well, how about you have them eating these instead of all those Twinkies and ring dings that fucking idiot keeps eating?
Yeah.
So go to that.
I mean, look at
it.
I left these here in the studio and literally fucking Aaron ate all them, dude. I mean, like, I've got a week, three boxes gone. This guy's doing gackers of them, chopping them up and snorting just fruit. That's what he's doing.
I want to be like an astronaut and eat all my food in bar form.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to eat, fruit, there it is. It's just fruit. That's
all it is. I can eat this all day. I love the apple with the cherry. They got some strawberry stuff. They got strawberries. We got blueberry and apple. We got it all, dog.
Pineapple apple.
This is the best.
It is great.
It is the best.
You know what's so great about
this? No GMO, gluten-free, kosher, vegan. Every person has a bitch about something. You can't bitch about this.
And think about this, dude. You got an old lady. You're going to go off. She loves to blow dudes, right? You eat this. Rainbow jizz tastes like fucking the rainbow. Tastes great, right? Like the jizz tastes better when you have fruit.
Yeah. Well, my boyfriend eats a lot of fruit in general. So
okay.
Yeah, it always tastes tasty.
Right?
What is it? You're supposed to eat pineapple or something? Pineapple?
He takes that so serious, you guys. He gets pineapple every day because of it.
Really?
Yeah, but he eats these now.
Oh, you got a new boyfriend?
No, it's the same one. He eats these because of me now. We got
really?
Some at Target yesterday, actually.
Oh, that's great. Well, you know, why don't you go on our thing and use our promo code?
I'm going to.
We're going to make you a t-shirt, too. We need to develop your t-shirt. Can we develop your t-shirt?
Yes.
Where
can
we do that at?
I got all that going.
Sure you do. No one wants me to have
I really
things.
Do. We got like four new shirts coming out. So we'll talk about that more. But guys, go to while we're at it, go ahead and go to allcomedytshirts.com. Website should be up in 2 weeks. That is actually true.
Yes.
It's almost done.
Oh, it will never be up.
Probably not. But go to allcomedytshirts.com.
Just like I'll never have a shirt.
We got any of the Punch Drunk shirts there. We got Punch Drunk stickers up there now. And then we've got some new, I believe four new shirts that are coming out this month. So we'll talk about that when we got it. But don't forget about those, guys. Suck it.
What is going on with your podcast?
So we started a brand new one. It airs today, the very first episode.
What is the podcast called?
It's called The Bingle Show.
The Bingle Show. So
I take the
Talking bus, Shit's dead.
Talking Shit's dead. I did 499 episodes.
That's
done,
enough.
Gone.
Whoa.
Gone. Over.
You don't want to stop at 500?
No, anybody can do that.
So 499 is a sign of Illuminati.
Is it?
You would know that, Sam.
So we're done and created The Bingle Show because my wife kicked Talking Shit. When she kicked it out of the house, it wasn't funny anymore.
Right.
When we were doing the shit that the cops would show up every week, it was fucking hilarious.
Right. You go for it. I'll give you that.
We had a jerk-off contest, which I came in second at the jerk-off
now,
contest.
Now, what is the – who can come the quickest or who's got the best stroke?
Quickest, and then we measured loads. We measured loads. I came in first with load size.
Would you weigh them?
Size.
Would you do weigh them?
We had
– or eyeball.
We had a girl
–
we had a girl kind of hold and see the bags.
What'd your wife think? Is that where you guys got kicked out after the
No,
jerk-off
my wife
contest?
Got really mad when they were beer boarding me.
What's beer boarding you?
Like water boarding, but they did it with beer.
I wish someone would torture me.
Yeah. And she got the police came a number of times, but I forget what was the last straw. It was just like, I think it was she had a baby. And she was like, no more. You can't have porn
stars. You can't have this around the baby.
Running around the house.
You can't have this around the baby.
Yeah.
So she kicked
Babies
it out.
Babies ruin everything. Sitcoms, fucking podcasts.
They ruin everything.
Ari's comedy career.
Are you having a baby?
No.
No, but right before you got here, he said if he ever got somebody pregnant, He would go off the grid, quit comedy, never do another podcast, and no one would ever
change
see him
his
again.
Name.
And
he
no
would
one never me again. I'll be a completely different person. I'll learn a new language. No one even thinks of me.
He also never uses condoms, though, and won't pull out. So, you know, it's like he's...
How do you not get girls pregnant?
Because he's got weak seed, son.
How does he have weak seed with those big balls?
I don't really know, but I pull out, and also I talk to girls that are on pills and shit, and then I blast away.
Yeah,
so
dude.
Let me ask
I couldn't get my dick to stay in my wife when I was trying to get her pregnant. It pulls out on its own.
Really?
Like, it's trained in that. It was like, no, I don't jizz in there.
Not me.
Yeah, so we're leaving next week. We leave on Wednesday.
And how long is this tour?
So we go, this is crazy. Listen to this schedule. We'll be in San Jose that night.
Yeah.
Eugene, Oregon the next night.
Yeah.
Seattle the next night. Spokane, Washington.
I love it.
Boise, Salt Lake City, Denver.
I love it.
Lincoln, Nebraska.
Don't
Minneapolis,
like
St. Paul.
Yeah.
Chicago. then we go to Madison, Wisconsin, Iowa City, Dubuque, Iowa.
That's how you do it.
And then we're going to head back. The one I'm worried about is Lincoln, Nebraska, because it's the biggest venue. And I honestly know, like, we have Talking Shit had two fans in Lincoln, Nebraska. So if you're from Lincoln or know anyone in Lincoln, please come out to
the
show.
So where can they see tickets? Can they go to SeatGeek?
Tickets are eddieift.com.
Eddieift.com.
And Bingle Show comes out today, very first episode of the brand new podcast.
Can I ask you something? Are you guys really working your websites? Do you still... put a lot of content on there.
Just tour dates is what's the most important thing.
I think I'm just going to take down my website, just put tour dates. Here's my three videos. Here's videos of my act. Here's where you can buy my albums. I don't think anyone goes to comic websites anymore.
Yeah.
No, they're Facebook and YouTube.
What do you do on yours, Ari?
I have podcast updates every week. I have my dates, Amazon link, some information or a blog I want to put up there, but I never do.
You still have an Amazon link with all your TV money?
Yeah, and nobody really uses it. I don't talk about much.
Use ours. Go to our – well, ours website isn't up, so you can't do it. But eventually, someday
– isn't it sad that that's the state of comedy that we've all resorted to?
Fuck like, no, dude. Like, I love
subsidize
it.
Subsidize us.
I love it, dude. We do a Patreon, and I owe everybody an apology. Once again, I tried to record Brody, and the fucking thing didn't work. So we're going to do one probably Wednesday. Can you do one Wednesday?
I'm at the ESPYs.
Okay, we'll do one this week. I'll figure it fucking out.
Wait. How many Patreon subscribers do we have? Are we even close to 500? Because I don't know.
We are 2 weeks away, and we're about 300. We're about 180 away.
We're never going to get there.
Yeah.
We've all become just one big, giant Jerry Lewis telethon.
Well, you know what, dude? You know, here's the whole thing
isn't
about
that,
that. Our Patreon isn't for us to make money. It's to put into this network we're starting. We're starting an all-sports comedy network.
Oh, yeah.
And it's meant to help fund and get that going. So we're not begging money to get him off. He's homeless right now. He sleeps on a bag of leaves.
Okay.
We're not taking him away from that. Right. We're not putting in our pockets.
No. We don't want to rectify that at all.
No, we are going to rectify
starting
that.
A gigantic network.
Hey, dog, I'm thinking fucking big bucks, dude.
Right. Sam always is thinking. Brain, I'd love to see inside your brain, like, the activity.
Yeah.
We're talking about I just go homeless till I'm 57.
Yeah.
And then it's apartment time.
Sam's brain must just look like a bar fight.
Yeah. Like 2 hours into a bar fight. Where cowboys keep kicking the swinging doors in like, thank God there's a fight going on in here.
Yeah, dude, yeah. Yeah, you got it. You got it, dog.
But the piano player guy is still keep playing during the fight while, like, bottles are crashing above his head.
What do you think about that fight, Danny?
You guys are weird.
Okay, well, who are you texting?
I'm actually seeing how long it's going to take me to get to my next job.
Okay.
What's your next job?
She sells sticks for drinks, one at a time.
Don't you think they should offer... fucking chuckle fuckers free drinks at the comedy store if they suck a dick?
Yeah.
That's not what was proposed earlier by this guy. This chick has to suck three dicks and they have to come and then she gets two drinks.
Two
I go, that's kind of lowballing her.
What?
Where's Polly Amber?
Right over here.
She's over here.
Okay. Two drinks.
I like that you think your dog disappeared.
Yeah, the door shut.
I think my it's dog all those went
It's all the conspiracies. He's like,
Aaron's grandma's taking my dog into the afterlife.
Yeah, Aaron's grandma haunts this fucking studio. She's seen Ari's asshole, so we are not alone. Hi, what's grandma's name?
Where is Artie right now?
Grandma B?
Why am I?
Apparently
where
she
is
lives
Artie
in Artie's
right
ass.
Now.
Artie's in New York.
I'm in
okay.
New York.
Okay.
Artie's asshole.
Are you living in New York now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I live in New York.
Okay, that's what I thought. Last time I saw you.
I want to go back and forth. I want to go back.
You do too? To New York?
It was pretty fun. Did you have a good time singing?
Here and there.
I thought you wanted to do Vegas.
I do want to do Vegas.
Do not live in Vegas.
I don't know if you know this, but my brain is like a bar fight 2 hours in. I got a lot of shit going on.
You want to live everywhere.
Yeah, I want to live everywhere, man. I want to live everywhere. So UFC, are you a UFC guy?
No, but I do like this whole idea of the Mayweather McGregor fight.
Yeah,
like,
can you believe it's $100?
$200, I heard.
One. They just finalized yesterday.
Yeah, oh, okay. No, I heard they could get $200. They could get $200, I think.
I think, but at $100, they get a lot of people that'll still do it. It's good. It's one of those things. Everyone's going to watch it.
It's a gimmick, but it's fucking, it's awesome.
It's like when Jesse Owens raced a horse.
I have this theory, dude. I have this theory, and I told him, we all know that Floyd Mayweather loves his undefeated record so much that he won't do anything to let it go. But he's also having huge financial problems right now.
Yeah.
Huge. He knows a second fight would be even bigger if he lost the first one.
He's not going to lose his record, but you're right. He is having financial problems. That would set it up way bigger for the second fight.
Sam's on to something here. The easiest sporting event to fix is a boxing match.
This is boxing? What do you mean? Boxing is so clean.
Yeah.
Lost that fight, and he went on to win the next one and fought again?
Yeah.
Whatever he's making this one, let's say he's making...
How does he have money problems? I don't fucking get that. I understand Tyson had money problems, but not
Floyd
Mayweather.
I get that, but Floyd always... makes so much money, like, how much does he owe in taxes?
He fucking is a boxer, and he's black, and they don't keep money very well.
Wait. But he's not like Tyson. Tyson had a house for his tigers that was $10
you're right.
Yeah, but he's got weird shit, dude.
What is his weird shit? I want to know.
He owns a million houses. He got a million kids. He's like...
Cars.
Yeah. If you own a million houses, you just sell some of them, and you still are worth money.
But it's not like he hasn't made money in 10, 12 years.
He's probably the richest... athlete there is.
I mean, his net worth has to be close to the B word.
Yeah.
It has to.
Boxers are the wealthiest athletes, right?
But Mayweather promotions, he gets back-end money. Like, Tyson was just, like, fighting and trusting Don King. Tyson, Don King would hand him a fucking 10-12-figure check, and he'd be like, damn, that's a lot of money. And then he would just think he was rich forever.
No. You know what he did, dude? When Mike Tyson fought, and I was in Vegas during some of his heyday, not his earlier heyday, but... when the money was nuts, he would get an entire floor at the MGM Grand. And at that time, was the biggest hotel in the world. And he would just let people live there. And these fucking...
He had an entourage of like 100 dudes.
And they would just run up the bill.
Yeah.
They would just run the bill up.
Yeah, it would be fun. I'd love to be part of that entourage because it would just
be
hilarious.
He said his cell bill.
You want a bottle? What? We're going to get three of them. Yeah. And then just order and not give a fuck.
I saw his show in Las Vegas. He would go on. I do Brad Garrett's club, and he goes on right after it. And so I got to meet him and watch his whole show. I hung out with him in the green room and everything. And he said he lost, I think it was $400 million.
Yeah, I saw his live show.
Yeah.
I saw it at HBO, but I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah, he was at Pantages. The number is $450 million. Yeah. He put that number up. I'm like...
He had a $10 million house that got ruined by the Tigers.
He literally
ruined. They had to
plow it. Brewster's Millions.
They had to knock down the house. They couldn't sell it.
What?
The Tigers destroyed it. Yeah, he had like 100 dudes that he knew from like prison, former prisoners that
he
were like.
He said that his cell bill was $35,000 a month because he had everybody's cell bill on the same plan. So he had, 60 people that he paid all their cell bills. $30,000 a month on other people's cell bills. That's not food. That's not champagne. That's not pussy. That's not drugs. That's not lodging.
His pussy bill was expensive, too. He had a lot of prostitutes on retainers.
Well, dude, I would also tell you that, look at James Harden. James Harden just signed a 40-something million-dollar season gig. Now you could be like, oh, dude, it's great. There's also something kind of sad about that like, at this place, he's never going to find anybody that he can find that truly gives a fuck about. I know it sounds weird. Yeah. You'd want that. But, dude, these guys are a prey for these fucking predator chicks in a society that thinks it's completely okay to be a gold digger.
It's all the women's fucking fault.
Dude.
Tell me that all the time.
Hey, zip it.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm used to this.
But it's like, dude, we live in a society it's okay to get pregnant to have take somebody's money. Yeah. We live in a society where it's
acceptable. Yeah, but I think dudes were preying on them, too. Just as many dudes.
Oh, of course.
Right, right. Yeah. But I'm saying no one in your life at that point is going to be honest with you. You're going to have all these fucking yes people. And, I mean,
no,
like,
we do have a culture, though, and I will agree with you. We have a culture that it's okay, it's acceptable for a woman to prey on a man and, like, marry him, divorce him, and take his money. It's almost like it's a known thing, and the guy's taking a gamble with this girl. Hey, you might – where it's not the other way around. It's never like –
there's some celebrity, and I totally agree with you. I can't remember which one it is right now.
Well, but I'm Rob Kardashian right now. He went away. They came back. That Black China chick, which, not surprised, a chick named Black China is going to fucking just literally move to everything out. Move. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Took it all.
There was some famous athlete that it got some giant, giant contract, was married for 6 months, and she took half of it. And it's like, who, what judge sits there and looks at that situation and goes, she deserves
half? Dude, how about this? Shane Mosley was, I was just having a conversation with Daryl, our fight guy, our boxing guy, Daryl LaMontre. He was telling me a story about Shane Mosley got divorced from this crazy Asian bitch. The judge somehow thought it was right to give her his belt. Do you know what she...
Belt? Yeah. Those are representative.
Do you know what she asked for in the divorce? Hmm. For him to get a vasectomy. That he had to snip his nuts.
Yeah, because she doesn't want him to fucking pay some other chick.
What? Yeah.
She doesn't want him to knock somebody else up and then cut into her cash.
It's
unbelievable. Wow, that's nuts.
Unbelievable.
I can't remember who.
You could ask. That's crazy.
Didn't even think you could ask that. Some defense lawyer go, yeah, I asked for it. Makes sense. Totally.
No, I understand it. If your wife helped you get to, like Howard Stern was saying this one time, he's like, my wife got me to where I am. He's like, so she deserved half of my shit.
Of course.
I never would have done it without her. I totally agree with that. But, like, there should be breaks.
I agree with that. That's already bullshit. What, she supported me? So what I did is you're just as equal? Fuck that.
Okay, I don't know. Ari, do you and Howard have a problem? I mean, I don't know why you're being, like, so hard on him. Do you guys have some kind of history?
I saw this thing where, like, one of the reverse.
I think that too. It's dumb.
The reverse of this.
That's nuts. You didn't do the work. I get it. You're stuck with me, but 10%.
The reverse of this is happening right now, and I can't.
No, Ari, because they don't have, like, your manager gets 10% because they have other clients. Your wife doesn't have other husbands.
That kind of thinking, Ari, is why the courts are so one-sided. Because for history, women got fucked by guys and made a lot of money, boot them to the curb for a new one. So over time, society, now we've overdone it. It's gone so far the other way that now these guys are just getting their asses handed to them because the courts are so pro-women because of fuck faces like you who thinks it's okay to fucking throw them out with 10%.
But now we let them drive, we let them vote. I say we get to slap them again like back in the old days.
I'm cool with that.
Marriage was started under prostitution. Men used to go to a farm and buy their wife. They'd go in and be like, hey, I want to buy one of your daughters. And the farmer would be like, what do you got? And you'd be like, I got a goat and a rock. And he'd be like, all right, take the one with the limp. And you would take this chick and you owned her. And it was all about property. It was all about because you didn't want to hand – you wanted to guarantee the paternity of your child. So if she was sleeping with other men, you'd be like, oh, I'm giving my land to some other guy's kid.
That is why women women are always like, oh, how come a guy can sleep around and women can't? Well, because when you break it down into the most primal things, the biggest betrayal in the world is a man raising a child thinking it's his.
Yeah, well, it's not. It's a contract of law. That's what marriage is. So that if she has sex with someone else and has a kid, she broke the contract with law because it was all about property. It's the same reason the priest can't get married, because the church wants to keep all the property and not have it go from the priest to his wife and then down to the kids.
And now they diddle kids. Yeah, and now they diddle kids.
So they fuck the kids in two ways.
Yeah.
One of the Spice Girls, I believe it's one of the Spice Girls, is getting a divorce. And she's been married to this guy for quite a few years.
Mel B.
And
Scary Spice.
Okay. And her husband's like, listen, I need $12,000 a month of alimony and another $4,000 a month in whatever, because that's the lifestyle that I've been accustomed to by being married to you all these years.
That's bullshit.
And she's like, this is bullshit. This is an outrage. And they're like,
why?
It's the exact same argument you give
why?
Us.
Because I don't, like, the thing is with me, if I was married to a rich chick that had tons of money and I walked out, I'd be like, no, I'm back to where I fucking started.
But hold on, because that's you thinking society-wise that guys earn their keep and women fucking our partners, the guys who make the money, and then if they get divorced, they get some. That, dude, you can't go, we're equal in society. Like, let's take hot teachers who fuck their students. You and I all know those kids aren't traumatized, okay? But there is a law which states an adult can't fuck a minor.
That's not true, Sam. No, Sam, I have a buddy who got fucked by, like, one of our parents' friends when we were kids. And he was like 17 when it happened. And it, like me, I would have killed to have sex with like one of them.
I would have fucking high-fived everybody.
Yeah, I would have liked it. But my friend, it fucked him up. So that's an individual thing.
Okay.
It kind of was like a
molestation. But society-wise, most people are like, dude, it's a hot chick. Come on, dude, he's lucky. No, dude, you can't have that. You can't ask for equality and then want special rules. Mel B's husband lived a certain lifestyle. She married a fucking guy.
Yeah, I have a neighbor. I have a neighbor that's Janet Jackson's ex, and he took a shitload
good.
Of money. Shitload of money.
Good.
From
I would too.
No,
good.
No one should do it.
Get paid.
I agree with Ari. I don't think anybody should take anyone's money. I think it's. Like,
I think I
disagree.
I know. I agree with all of you 100% with that. But what Sam's saying is, which I agree with, the rules that have been set for equality are this.
Yeah.
So if I'm married to a rich woman. And there's these rules that are applied to that, and then she wants to divorce me.
Yeah.
I guess there's these rules
me,
that apply.
Hey, motherfucker! Guys, it's been another exciting episode. Eddie, one more time, push where they can get your thing.
Check it out, eddieiff.com. The Bingle Show tour starts like a week from tomorrow. We'll be in San Jose at San Jose Improv. And come out and tailgate with us. It's a live show, and it's a podcast afterwards in the bus. And we got outside speakers on the bus and TV screens all over it, so you can hang out. Now, Ari was on it. He showed his dick on it.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like every podcast.
What a switch up, Ari.
What a switch up. Final thoughts, Nanny.
I don't know.
Okay, perfect. Tebow, final thoughts.
Suck it.
Okay, guys, this has been Punch Drunk Sports, where winners win. Guys, go check out the T-shirts. Caveman Coffee, use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK. And we'll see you guys next week. We got some great shows coming up. We got Andy Ruther from Dirty Sports next week. We'll talk to you guys later. Take care. Bye.